I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
City and Hood Environment Radio with your girl Chalk Mommy. Tonight is Turn It Up Tuesday Real Talk. Now, Real Talk is basically going to be having some real ass situations that we're going to talk about. But first of all, let me bring everybody up to status with me. Today, I went to my community college. And I am officially a college student. Yes, that's right. I am taking my black ass back to college after 20-something years to get a degree as a web designer. I figure it's never too late to do something to better yourself and make a positive influence on the people around you, including yourself. And not only that, I am tired of asking people to do shit for me, dealing with websites and my web pages. So I am going to learn how to do it myself and, like, don't worry about it. So classes start on next Monday, August the 20th, and your girl will be there. I am so happy. My kids are so proud of me. Big ups to me. I'm patting myself on the back. Now, normally, I'm not a bandwagon type show or anything like that. And when I speak of stuff in the public eye, it's because the shit, something had to happen that really bothers me. So, over the weekend, we all was informed about the Chad and Evelyn Johnson situation. And I was, like, really, really shocked. Like, for real. Because I'm like, damn. He went to jail? He headbutted her? He got the league, like, the Miami Dolphins, like, let him, they cut him. But they was like, it wasn't all about the one thing. It wasn't all based on the domestic violence charges. It was some other stuff. And I'm just like, wow, this is fucking crazy for the simple fact that you have a lot of players in the NFL that do shit. And they might get suspended from the team and everything like that. And then, you know, you get a fine and everything like that. So for Chad to be, you know, fired for headbutting Evelyn, I'm just like, wow. And they're saying it doesn't look good because Eli Manning is going to be speaking out on domestic violence. Well, I mean, if that's the case, can somebody answer this question for me? Why the fuck is Ben Roethlisberger still playing for the Steelers? And he's had several run-ins with the law for molesting chicks or taking their coochie or booty or, you know, sexual misconduct. That's what we'll call it. We'll call it sexual misconduct. I've never really understood the NFL and their punishments for different people and how they get down. You know, that'd be another topic for me. Going in on good Roger's ass. I'm not even going to acknowledge him by his last name. I'm going to say Roger, like Roger that. You know what I mean? So here I am looking at this stuff about Chad and Evelyn. I go to Twitter. Ocho that hoe. It's the trending topic. People are making, you know, little slick comments about headbutting and everything like that. And I'm just like, was it just me, or did everybody else see last season when Evelyn and Chad was like, you know, having discussions, sitting on the couch, you know, spending quality time with each other, and she was like, oh, and you know, you play football, you travel, you know, you're sexual, you feel the need to fuck, strap up, you know, get some condoms. So the argument stemmed supposedly from her finding a receipt for condoms. And then, I don't feel sorry for her. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, poor Evelyn, because she's a victim now. Before everybody get all up in an uproar, let me go ahead and tell you something about me. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was in a relationship 2009 with a guy, and it was a short-lived situation. I did all the right things. No, it wasn't because I was Chuck Mommy, because then I was just Pam. And I did all the right things legally to get the fuck away from this dude. Restraining orders, females, if you're listening, there's a 50-50 chance that restraining orders do work. They will either get you fucked up or they will protect you. My case, beat up 4 times, I was cut and stabbed. And a lot of these beatings came after we broke up and I turned to the law to protect me. So, you know, I don't want everybody to be like, oh, well, you've never been there, this, that, and the third. Yes, I have been there, but I was never on national TV terrorizing motherfuckers either, hopping across tables, throwing bottles and plates, being a motherfucking bully, telling people they not about their life. So, it's like, to me, it's like, is this karma? Because in all actuality, in all fairness, there were 2 people in that car, or 2 people in front of the house. It was Chad, and it was Evelyn. So, the only people that know what really happened are those two. So, my question is, what did you do to provoke him to headbutt you? Did you put your hands on him? Did you do something crazy? You know what I'm saying? Now everybody wants to bring up, oh, 2000, he slapped his girlfriend for confronting him about cheating.
Okay, that's 12 years ago. What has that man done since then? You know what I'm saying? My thing is, and men, y'all got to understand, sometimes you cannot turn a hoe into a housewife. Because with this situation right here, you lost your job. They canceled your reality show. So what Chad said in the show is like, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to let you take care of me. If y'all work this out, Evelyn, you really going to have to take care of him. Like, and this man's career may be over. Like, is it worth it? Like, was it something that you two couldn't work out? And what happened to get him to that point? Like, really? And I mean, like, it's all cute and everything like that. But for this man to be on a television series called Hard Knocks and say, I'm going to be arrested for domestic violence, then to me, he already knew that this chick was going to push his motherfucking buttons or they had some other shit fucking going on. It's like so many fucking variables to this situation. So for me, I'm just like, I want to know what happened. I really want to know what happened. I want to know your thoughts. I'm not going to sit here and be like, what was Evelyn? I'm more like, damn, I'm kind of Team Chad right now. And I know people are like, how can you be Team Chad and you're a woman and you've been a victim of domestic? Because there's two sides to every story. And sometimes when you got a rowdy-ass female, motherfuckers push buttons and take a man to the point of no motherfucking return. Is it right to put your hands on somebody? No, but I feel like if you put your hands on somebody, then if they hit your ass back, you can't be fucking mad because you started or you took them there or don't get in somebody's face and don't be ready for the repercussions that come along with it. So my question to you, Evelyn, are you really about that life? What life you about? Because, I mean, to me, I'm feeling like you like LeBron James. Like, you tried a few teams until you got the ring. You fucked a few players till you got the ring. And when the motherfucker did take a chance and give you the ring, you fucked up his life. What's up, King Harlow?
What's happening? What's happening? First of all, I don't condone abuse. I don't. You know what I'm saying? But that's a certain kind of abuse that certain women bring on to themselves. Like I say, for instance, I use me, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the type that I'd rather walk, run, bike, drive, as long as I get the fuck around you or away from you. You got those females that will bus, wait, plane ticket, stalk, hound, and knock on your front door just to start the shit all over again. And then when you try to escape, you know, you got limited space. So, really, you know what I'm saying? It was a better situation. She could have handled that like a real woman. That wasn't no real woman. Jumping all in his face because he has a receipt for condoms. Okay, first of all, before you jump down his throat, the first question you should have asked is, who was it for? You know, even if he lied, I know that, you know, if an eye 10 times, okay, that's Ojo Cinco. You know, he's a female magnet. They come to him like, goddamn, you know, they drop draws. But 9 out of 10 times, she could have avoided all that. She just asked what it's for. No, it wasn't for me. It was for one of my fellow football players. And I went out there and got it. Okay, why he couldn't buy it? There you go. Boom. You called him. That, you ain't got to get all mad or nothing. There you go. Y'all go from there. You know what I'm saying? And be civilized. That wasn't civilized to me. When you get all in somebody's personal space, talking all that yin-yang and shit, and they try to get away from you or whatever, you know, shit is bound to happen. You know, because I know plenty of people that don't mean to hit. You know what I'm saying? They people. You know what I'm saying? They don't mean to hit nobody. It's just that they get so mad, sometimes they black out. And when they come back into consciousness, they don't know what the fuck happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's what type of person Ojo Cinco is. Maybe she was all in his ear, and he got mad and probably blacked out for a second, and didn't realize when he came to that, oh, shit, I just headbutted her. Oh, fuck. Oh, I didn't mean, you know what I'm saying? And everybody looks at that as abuse. Or let's look at it like this is the Chris Brown situation with Rihanna. I didn't think that was abusive. Not at all. Because, first of all, let's look at it from a woman's perspective, not from Chris Brown is a monster, he beats on women. Let's look at it from a woman's perspective. Chocolate, what if I, you know what I'm saying, started fucking with you and your $250,000 car, pushing you and slapping you all in the face while you drive? What would you do?
Hit your ass back.
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. You would probably, you know what I'm saying, pulled over, slapped the shit out of me back. We probably would have went out, you know what I'm saying, into the side of the road, fist fighting, you know. But, you know, some people ask the shit and get it and then don't know how to react once they get that answer. So my mom always told me, you know what I'm saying, if you don't want, you know what I'm saying, don't ask questions you don't want to answer to. And I treat that like a question, you know what I'm saying? You keep pushing me, I'm going to answer your ass. And the way I answer, you ain't going to like it most of the time, but, you know what I'm saying, it's to get you the fuck from around me, you know, because, you know, I'm a positive dude. I don't believe in hitting women. Niggas that hit women are girls. But then I understand from another perspective that I'm a dude that sometimes it's called for you to at least push her off you. You know, you don't want to hurt her. You don't want to bring no harm, but you got to push her. Just, you know, or push her just enough to run away. But you got a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, it's crazy. It's squirrel shit.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True. But, you know, I was looking at ESPN yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Skip Bayless, he trips me out. Because, first of all, you don't got no clue to talk about no fucking body with your lioness, okay? Then, on top of that, let's go to, you know, he was like, he was Team Chad, you know, Chad was his frenemy or whatever, right? So then he's just like, you know, he was all like, don't kick him off, wait till the verdict is in and everything like that and see what happens. So then it's like the next thing you know, it's like he's just like, oh, but then they find out about the situation in 2000. 2000 ain't got shit to do with 2000
to me. To me. The NFL should mind their fucking business. What happens in my household happens in my household. As long as I'm not breaking, you know what I'm saying, the regulations by using steroids or doing anything to hurt myself, you know what I'm saying, leave me the fuck alone. You feel me? Everybody has issues in their house. No household I've seen so far is perfect. Females always bring up something to cuss a nigga out about, and sometimes you just have to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? It's life. Females get mad. And especially in 2012, females are, how can I say this, more dominant than males. They're more aggressive. They're more dominant. And the smaller they are, oh, my God, those little pit bulls, pit bull puppies. I don't know what's wrong with you small women, but pit bulls. But I just look at it like everybody wants to look at the negativity of every situation when it comes to the spousal abuse, like Tiger Woods, you know. That crazy bitch came out there with wrecked his car and came out with a golf club. You know what I'm saying? I understand that Tiger Woods was taking women to Subway and fucking them. So what? You feel what I'm saying? The problem is with the whole relationship thing is money. You feel me? It's money.
I mean, just you like, know, rooted money is, they say what? Money is the root of all evil.
Right. Have you seen South Park? Do you watch South Park when they had Tiger Woods on there?
No, I
you should have seen South Park. Homeboy say, what did you do wrong in this situation? And it was kind of, it was funny, but it was true. What did you do wrong in this situation? I cheated on my wife? No, you got caught. We're here today to teach you how not to get caught. It was funny, but it was truthful. You got caught. Because there's better ways you can hide your little fuck things. Come on now, baby. Think about it. Let's just say, Nia, you in a situation, I'm an NFL player. You know I got millions and millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? You at home with the kids. You know I'm on the road 24/7 playing every day, all day. Or I'm at practice. You think I'm not going to fuck nothing on the road?
Bye.
You hear me?
Yeah.
You think I'm not going to fuck nothing on the road? Come on.
But
let's just be real here.
This is what females got to realize. A man is going to be a man whether he do the right thing or the wrong thing. You was a man when you did it. Man the fuck up when you get caught. But the thing that I'm liking about this whole situation is everybody is not walking to the female side and pacifying her like they did Rihanna. You feel me? Because the black dude, and I can't remember his name on ESPN, not Stewart, but it's the other one that's on the show with Skip Bayless. He broke
it.
He was like, okay, let's take a look at the victim. Let's take a look at the female. This is the same female that Star Jones got a petition for all the fucking violence that she was bringing NBA-wise. Did you notice how the last episode, Shani was changing up a whole lot of shit? Like, first, Shani was all laughing, thinking shit was funny. Not once did that bitch ever intervene to break up any of the fights that was going on.
Right.
So, when you got a petition coming at you for one of your key people, like your elbow buddy, you gotta take you trying to take yourself from the equation because they not really trying to bring your show back next season because it's too fucking violent. Elbow hopping over tables, this, that, and the third. Then on top of that, did you know that the fans did a petition for these two not to get married?
Right. I mean, it has nothing to do with the fans. Again, it has nothing to do with. Well, see, the problem is people air out too much of their fucking business. Like I said, it was me and you, ordinary folks. They don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
I can go out right now. I can go out right now, punch a woman in her face in Walmart, and laugh about it. And the only thing I'm doing is going to jail. I got to see that same judge that I seen last time I go in there. She's gonna look at me a certain way. And I'm finna do time in prison. That's all it is. But when I'm a star, it's on World Star Hip Hop. He punched her in the throat. Hollow. You know what I'm saying? How could you do that? You know, you're a woman beater. You're a womanizer. It's petitions and all sorts of shit. See, people know how to, what my mama used to tell me when I was a child, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And it's something my OG told me, you know what I'm saying? Keep people out your game room. If you don't want nobody pressing your buttons and playing around with your joystick on your game, keep people out your game room, period. You know what I'm saying? That's your personal space. That's your personal space. This is what's happening in your household. Keep it to yourself. Because when it gets out to the tabloids and everything else, they're going to blow it out of proportion. Just like, okay, I know people are going to get mad at me for using this, but I got to use it. By being Whitney. I just realized the revelation about that. God bless, you know what I'm saying, that she's gone. You know what the revelation was?
What?
Think about it like this. Remember Bobby Brown back in the day when he was singing with his group?
Yeah.
Do you think he was on drugs?
Well, I think he was, when he was with New Edition, when, talking about the new...
Before Whitney. Do you think he was on drugs?
Nah.
When he got with Whitney, ain't that when he started doing the drugs?
Or it became noticeable. I think he smoked weed.
Exactly. But when he got with Whitney, ain't that when he started doing all that dope and shit?
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about it. Now everybody wants to, Bobby Brown is the culprit that killed Whitney by putting on them drugs. No, baby, if you realize the whole story, that's why people need to shut the hell up and leave their opinions where they belong. It's an opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's not meant to be voiced all the time. If you really want to know the facts, Whitney was on dope way before she met Bobby. She introduced him to the shit. And all of a sudden, they got addicted together. So, who was killing who? You know what I'm saying? You can't blame somebody for introducing something that already was there. And that's what I'm talking about, the tabloids and people blowing shit out of proportion. Unless you know the whole story and what really went on, shut the hell up. It's none of your damn business. That's why I get on Blog Talk Radio shows, I talk, but when it comes to situation like that, you know what I'm saying, I keep my mouth closed because I don't know the whole story. And there's no way for me to know the whole story unless I talk to that person, man to man, female to female, to be like, look, tell me what happened with this situation, you know what I'm saying, because I'm interested. But guess what? I'm not a nosy nigga, so I'm never going to say, you know, hey, I'm hearing all over Twitter that this is what happened, blah, 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 fill me in. I don't care. I have my own life to live. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what I be talking about with the Chad situation. If you don't know the whole story, shut the hell up. He headbutted her. He said, you know, he might have split it open a little bit, but you don't know the whole story. Behind with Evelyn. Evelyn could have been the one spicing up the whole shit the whole time. Or Chad could have been the one in the wrong. Or she could have been the one in the wrong. How are we going to know unless we talk to them, you know what I'm saying, face to face, man to man, or woman to woman? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, what the tabloids going to do is they're going to take it and they're going to blow it out of proportion. I don't believe he should have got dropped from the Dolphins because of a little dispute, personally. That's what I say. Because how you going to cut off a man's bread for an accident? You know what I'm saying? Accidents happen every day. That's what relationships are. Ups, downs. That's why I laugh at people on Facebook. Oh, I'm engaged today. I'm in a relationship today. Next week, you know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck that nigga. Or you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with that person. Don't mention his name around me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't real. It wasn't real because y'all ain't taking the time no more to make it real. Y'all just jumping into something, jumping in bed and thinking, you know, this is the best situation it can possibly be. And you don't know that person, you know what I'm saying, from the other side of the court. Because my mom always told me, you know what I'm saying, there's always three sides of the story. It's her side, his side, and whatever the fuck these people going to talk about side. You know what I'm saying? There's always three sides. And to me, it should have stayed two sides. Hers, his. Where is you in this situation? Nowhere. But it's crazy. Because it's abuse. But you got to look at it nowadays. Women are more controlling, more dominant, more in your face than they used to be. You know what I'm saying? Back in when I was growing up, they wasn't so aggressive, so dominant. But now it's just to a fact where I understand that you in a household, you take care of your kids, you pay your bills, this and that. So, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden that clitoris turned into a sort of a hard dick. And you stepping out of your place. And it's crazy. You feel what I'm saying?
Of course. I mean, that's
nutty.
With anything. That is with anything. So it's just like, you know, like you said, if they were average people, because when I was getting my ass whooped, I didn't see anybody fucking reporting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but now, let me get my ass whooped now. It'll be a different story. Yo, Chuck Mommy got Molly whopped by this nigga. By this dude, blah, 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 blah. And it's crazy, like, people should let people live their life. But my thing is, for him to be on his show Hard Knocks and say that, okay, you know what, I am going to be arrested for domestic violence, he knew something. That's like letting somebody know on the low, like, you know what, this. It's some shit going on in my relationship.
That's where it fucks up. When you let everybody all in your situation, that's where it fucks up. That's where it gets fucked up. Because people don't understand. People are going to start rumors. Rumors are 99% false. 99% false. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's going to have their own take of the story, what happened, and that ain't even really the whole situation, and that's what kills me. It kills me, because that's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not the true story. It's just like bored people start rumors, you know what I'm saying, real people mind their business. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's affecting them or costing them money, that's when they should intervene. That's the only time. If it ain't costing you no money, if it ain't affecting you in no kind of way to the point where it's in your household and you got to hear about it, it's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? I look at superstars and people like me that's doing their thing and got a little status and a reputation, you know what I'm saying, that's out here in these streets as normal people. You know what I'm saying? Normal people with just a little more money than we have. That's it. They have a talent that was found and you know what I'm saying, it was great. You know what I'm saying? And it pushed them to the top or wherever they're at in their career. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they eat, take a shit, and bleed just like we do. You know what I'm saying? And it's nutty.
That they do. And we have another caller that would like to get in.
Yes, sir.
The last four numbers are 4480. Yes, you're riding the wave with Chalk Mommy.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
This is Bossy. I've been listening to the conversation about aggressive women and all that good stuff, and Chad and Evelyn and all that good stuff. I just have to say, you know, we, like he said, we don't know their situation. They're regular people with more money. But the problem is reality TV. Too much in their business. We are too much in their lives. It's like a train wreck. They can't get away. We can't look away. Money talks. So they decide they want to be on TV, all happy-go-lucky. Somebody asked me, was it a publicity stunt? Do you think that they did that to bring attention to themselves, to make them a hotter item on TV? I'm mad about him getting dropped that quick from the Dolphins when Ben Roethlisberger got accused of rape. I'm like, do we have three sets of rules? Okay, so he's a franchise player. That's why he get an opportunity. You know, T.O. got dropped because he ran his mouth. Like, I hate to pull a race car, but it's there. I mean, it's quite obvious, you know. But then I can't really say that because Michael Irvin was sniffing. You know, I guess the bigger star you are, the more tolerant everybody is of your prompts.
We say it like this. Publicity sells, regardless.
It does. Even bad publicity.
It's going to get you money. It's going to get you attention. You know what I'm saying? That's just like rapping and fake beef, like Common and Drake. That was fake. I tell them both today it was fake.
How about Chris Brown,
you know,
and Drake?
To me, it's still a publicity stunt.
I think so too.
Because listen, I came from the streets. Anybody throw a bottle at me and gash me open like that, you know what I'm saying? And for me not to, you know what I'm saying, show up at one of your shows and jump on your ass, you know what I'm saying? It's fake. It's fake nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the type of dude, okay. You got that. You got it. You got it tonight. You cool. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. Trust me. When I see you in the streets, you know what I'm saying, we're going to handle it accordingly because that's how I'm raised. You know what I'm saying? A fight is a fight. Who cares? Just like the game in Fortiglaw. Okay, they banging. He crip. He supposed to be rolling 60, and game supposed to be some kind of, you know, blood or whatever.
But,
you know what I'm saying? He is. You know what I'm saying? Subo. You know what I'm saying? To the real one. Just talked to Teddy Rogers on Twitter the other day. I ain't gonna tell you what he told me yet. I'll tell you later. Try when you hit me up. But you know, I got to keep some secrets to myself. That's what keeps Hollow, you know what I'm saying, in the top bracket. But basically, you know what I'm saying? Publicity sells. That's just like right now. If I get on Twitter and say,
somebody,
you know, fuck Chief Keef, 2 Chainz is a pussy, and who the other nigga is? They Future is gay. You know what I'm saying? Oh, really? You know what I'm saying? That ain't no beef to me. That's not beef. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I say 2 Chainz and Chief Keef suck,
I agree, but my thing is, with the reality is, money is the root of all evil. So you opened up your life for money and the publicity and hoping that you would get your own shit. Well, guess what? Your man your shit got canceled. You know what I'm saying? And then there's a guarantee your ass might not be back on the next season of Basketball.
That's my wife. She was so, I'm sorry, I'm pro-woman because I'm a woman. At the same time, I'm like, you the main one screaming that girl shouldn't have called the police. Jennifer shouldn't have called the police. You just take your ass with him. And everybody, like, oh, well, that's a man. That's different. I said, well, no, if you're going to be, you BX to the fullest and you lie and you keep stuff to yourself, she was the first one to call 911.
Yeah. This is what kills me with that. This is what kills me with these niggas and these females and these hoods. My hood is harder than your hood. Your hood is softer than my hood. You know what I'm saying? You can't walk through my hood or my streets because they'll do this and they'll do that. Or you can't shut the fuck up. First of all, let me tell you something about any hood. King Hollow right now can motherfucking take a plane ticket and walk through Little Rock, which is one of the hardest hoods they claim. Or you know what I'm saying, where they actually really out there banging and doing that shit and still be straight. I can walk through Grape Street, dap up with the Crips and be good. I can go to, you know what I'm saying, West Timer Street. I can go to the Blood neighborhoods and still be straight. I can walk through New York and be straight because, first of all, I'm me. And that has nothing to do with you or anybody. I know what the, you know what I'm saying, how to handle myself. I don't go there bragging and boasting about this shit or that shit because I'm a cool person. I'm going to fit in wherever the real niggas at. Anywhere.
And you got it. You don't have to boast about it. I hate that. That's a total turn off for me. Like, good for you. Like, good for you, got it. It's not mine. Am I getting a cut? Why do I care?
One of the things I want to bring to Chocolate Mama attention real quick besides this situation is, guess what I found out yesterday? Guess what?
Crazy.
I'm going to just crazy. Guess what I found? You're going to laugh your ass off. Guess what?
You're bipolar.
Not that. It ain't about me. They got Louis Vuitton condoms.
Oh, brother.
I mean,
I bet they make Louis babies, too. And they
guess what? Guess how much they cost for 12?
$100.
$75.
I wish I was.
They
don't pay that. They don't pay to say, I got that Louis for you. It's going to be the bootleggers out there making theirs, too, made in China.
I'm saying it goes like this. This is what trips me out about that shit. If you go out there and buy $75 condoms, you the dumbest son of a bitch I ever heard of. I don't care how much money you got. That's just dumb as fuck. I'm sorry.
I mean,
first of all,
they just bored their life, I guess.
No, not really, because you got to think about it. In this day and age, you pay for what you want, you pay for condoms, you pay for names, and if people are comfortable with putting Louis on their dick, more power to them. They
I don't think it spelled the whole word Louis out. That's all I got to say. If yours is just saying, look, you
yeah,
may want to go back
and
get some
change.
He didn't say low. It looked like a bottle cap. He didn't say low.
Like a door jam.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? The ones I wear, you know what I'm saying, scratch all the way to I can see the serial number on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I can report it if it busts. You know what I'm talking about?
What you buy? Hey, what you buy? Now?
I'm in that Magnum XXL.
Oh, then you want food? I want food with you. It's the same thing. It's too much of a good thing. I don't want a rowboat, but I don't need the Titanic either.
Oh, that is a
You can get on the radio. You can get on anywhere and say whatever. I don't believe in, this, that, and the third. I have to see it.
Oh, I ain't got to. Look here.
Everybody be around the
about
Hollow. They all buy a magic.
There's one thing about Hollow. God damn it, shoot. I would, motherfucker, if I could, I would send you a plane ticket. Goddamn, get that bitch on hard and put it on and see how I show you in person that it's it. Barely.
That's all right. I'll pass. I'm good.
Barely.
How about video footage? Just put space in it.
No, you already know. Video footage don't work for me because that shit still passes through the internet. Somebody get hold of that shit and try to blackmail.
Next thing you know, you're trying to run for Congress and that's it. Come out.
Oh, no, not Congress. I'm trying to go for president of the freestyle or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the industry. All of a sudden, I got this chick talking about I got your dick recording. How much is it worth to you? Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
geez.
How much is it worth?
Okay.
Me too. Just kidding.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how much it's worth. It ain't worth shit to me. Sorry. I don't even put it out there. Because first of all, I ain't no
yeah,
face on
right.
that motherfucker. I ain't no face on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You can't prove it's mine. I don't even care.
All right,
if
R.
I
Kelly.
Still got the turbo. Hey, I don't piss on women. Shit.
Oh, so he said it wasn't him.
I didn't know
he said it wasn't him. He was set up.
Oh, come on. Everybody knew Kelly, did it? Come on, now.
Huh? It was his brother. His brother was single ladies now. Y'all saw him?
Nuh-uh. That's just like, Avon is
his brother. Was a mechanic. He looked like him, but an upgrade.
Oh.
Yeah, Avon is his brother. Did you know that?
He what? Avon?
Avon is his brother.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Avon is his brother too. Yeah, for real. But it's crazy what people do to get attention. You know what I'm saying?
Money.
If you gotta be that desperate to start a rumor to get attention, you ain't got no type of time, no type of hustle, no grind, no nothing. That's just like sitting home 24/7 and hating on somebody. You ain't got nothing else better to do with your life. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I say to people like that. You know, I pray a special prayer for people like that. I pray that they get prosperity. And people be like, why you want your enemies rich? Don't that mean that a bomb on you? No. If they get money, guess what that means? That means they're the fuck out my hair. They got other shit to do besides worry about what Hollow doing. Because they got money. Or they successful. I hope all my enemies become successful and get the fuck out my hair. So that way I can go and live mine and they can go and live theirs. And we can all, you know what I'm saying, be a happy individual, a happy unit. You know what I'm saying? Because 9 out of 10 times... You know what I'm saying? Like my old homeboy was telling me today, back in the day, rappers couldn't carry pistols because they were real felons. Real felons. You know what I'm saying? And they know what they'll do with them pistols. Nowadays, it's just like, okay, you know, I got a pistol, I'm going to rap about it. You know, I'm the hardest nigga in my hood, you know what I'm saying? They don't fuck with me, this and that. But then, y'all get your pussy checked. What's going on with that shit? You know, you got checked. And then the funny part is, you know, even the dudes that took Waka Flocka chain, they're not real goons to me. You feel me? They're not real goons to me. They're not real niggas to me. Anytime you got
how to get through security? How to get through security? That's my question. How to get through security?
Huh?
How to get through security to get to Waka Flocka? I wouldn't be too gangster.
Oh, no, they ran up on him in a car wash. They ran up on him in a car wash.
Mm-hmm.
They ran up on him telling him to get in here. But see, this is what kills me about that situation. This is why I respect Waka. Waka ain't really had too much to say about it. He got a chain snatch. Okay, he was a real nigga about that situation. I applaud Flocka for that shit. Real nigga. The niggas getting on there to say they took that nigga chain fake as fuck. Because first of all, you get on YouTube and got to wear a mask.
Okay, hold up. Not to be cold or anything like that. I am not about to talk about an ignorant motherfucker that feels like dropping out of high school was the best thing that he
could. Oh, no, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the publicity that niggas are trying to get to try
yeah,
to
but,
get a little fame.
We're not going to do that. I don't feel like hearing shit about Waka, his situation, none of that.
I ain't even hear about it.
We're not gonna talk about Waka Waka.
Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter.
It's wasting my show time. That's free today. So
speaking of Twitter, I haven't seen Chad or Ever on Twitter in a couple of days. So it must have really.
They can't because
wow.
When you have a legal situation, you're not allowed to speak about it.
Wow.
Because what?
Doesn't the state take over, even if she wanted to drop the charges? Isn't it that, aren't the states taking over to where she can't drop anything?
Yeah.
That's what happens with a lot of convicts.
What she can do is not be cooperative. Because
she can write a letter, too, to them, telling them this is not what I wanted done.
But she still would do it because when I was in my situation, my ex had a girlfriend he beat up, too. And she called the police and they pressed charges. And when we was in front of the district attorney, she was just like, I'm not going to cooperate with you. I want to drop the charges and you're not dropping them. So without her testimony or her cooperation.
They out of there.
They had to drop it. But
Not really. Not really. I'm going to tell you what really happens. In
well, that's, if they take it to trial, they have to drop it. Because that happened to a friend of mine.
Let me tell you what really happens. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been on the opposite internet shit, too. State. District attorney don't give a fuck about you. If they see dollars and they see they can take that shit to court and damn you, and the state pick it up, you might
they have to have the witness cooperate. You can't just go off of
they don't need
evidence.
They don't really need a witness.
Actually,
they don't really need a witness.
You do. I mean, maybe it's different in your state, but here in South Carolina,
they don't need a witness. They don't need a witness. Once they pick up and got enough evidence.
Once the district attorney picks up, if the victim is not cooperating, then they don't have to pay.
Right. Yeah. But this is how, let me tell you how you nip that in the butt. There's always stipulations and loopholes that people don't know about, and that's what I know. Let me tell you what I know. If there's enough evidence built up on him, I don't give a fuck what she says. He's going to prison.
There were no witnesses. It was just him and her. It wasn't like it was a group of people, and he had but her.
That's what I'm saying. But if there's evidence that built against, like pictures of skulls and all that shit, the state picked it up, he's banned. He's out of there.
But it's still hearsay. If she's not cooperative, if she's not the witness, and she's not in the court saying yes, he hit me, and they're thinking they're going off what hearsay was, they have to charge somebody. But if they're going off hearsay, their case is dead in the water.
Because technically, she didn't make the 911 call.
Her neighbor did, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. It goes like this. Y'all ever seen First 48, which I despise that show in the fullest. I really do. I despise niggas that tell on themselves. I really do. That's something I hate. If you did the crime, you get caught, do the time. You know, that's just the OG way. You feel me? Don't take your shit, ride with it, and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas don't speak. Okay, they ain't got no evidence on dude. Nothing. He going there and snitch on himself. Or they just bring him in there to tell him they got evidence. You know what I'm saying? If the evidence is right with the pictures and all that, and they can prove something within a shadow of a doubt without a witness, he's gone. Period. If the state pick it up, you're fucked. Most of 9 out of 10 times, even if the witness is uncooperative. I mean, I know what y'all are saying.
Back to it depends on what state you're in.
Yeah. Because it doesn't happen like that in South Carolina. In fact, if they just go by pictures taken, but they have no witness, they don't have enough, they're not going to pursue it. That's state money. They're not going to. They may want to make an example out of Chad all they want to, but they have to have her cooperation, number one. And two, they have to have more proof than the two of them in their word against each other. That's not enough. That's common sense right there. If we're alone, there's no kids around, nobody saw him do it, I'm sorry. If it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
See, what y'all don't get is, let me tell you something about common sense. What about the officer that came over to the scene?
Okay, but Hilo, what you fail to realize, different states are different. So like I
right.
said, when I went through what I went through, it was me and another female, to where it was on some kidnapping charges, this, that, and the third. Her calling on the phone with 911 in the store, this man did this, this man did that. When she did not cooperate, they dropped the charges. They had the calls, they had statements, everything. When she was uncooperative, the state could not pursue it, because my thing is, when you go to court and the jury wants to hear, okay, where is this victim that was traumatized, this, that, and the third? So every state is different. And she's from
You're
South
right.
Carolina. I'm from North Carolina. No way.
I'm in South Carolina.
No,
yep. And just like down here, we have a homewrecker law. And you call the person married to be broken up, you can sue the woman for that. Every state doesn't have that.
Alienation of affection.
They have a law, what it was. They have a law in Colorado. If we call the police, and even though we call it off, somebody's going to jail.
Oh, you in Colorado?
Somebody's
oh, Lord. He went to jail that
somebody's
night. So paying the charges don't necessarily stick because of the lack of her cooperation and evidence. Just because
right.
you saw lacerations to the head, they don't know when they happened. They can't ascertain if he did it or she did it. Or, you know, we see a thin line between love and hate when she hit herself. She could lie and say that. I mean, we don't know what the outcome is. I don't think he'll go down for it if she doesn't want him to go down for it.
Oh no, it's not. All I'm trying to say is that there are certain stipulations where the shit will go down anyway. That's all I'm trying to put on the table. I understand what y'all are saying, but I'm in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Florida totally different from other states or something.
Florida crazy with everything, child support and everything else. So yeah, that's a whole different world.
Oh, please, don't talk about child support, please. Don't
that child support.
That state
is taking
down. No, child support will make you go out there and rob, you know what I'm saying, a bank. For real.
Well, I mean, it really didn't matter. If you made your kid, you should take care of it. If they say you got to pay that much amount, then damn it, that's your child.
Stop taking the child, like you said. Not taking the time to find out who the person is before you go out there and have babies.
Exactly.
I'm going to verse it on you guys. Y'all always talk about women.
They break up. He taking care of the child. You know what I'm saying? Paying everything that the child needs, whatever, helping out the best way he can. And they go to child support being nasty. And they get,
well,
you know
some
what
do.
Saying?
Yeah.
But you picked that nasty pick. You picked her to be a child, the mother of your child. She got to know her a little longer before you made a lifelong decision to stay in for a few more minutes instead of putting your little name on.
That's why Hollow don't do kids. Hollow don't have them and don't do them. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do them myself.
If you don't have them and you don't do them, how can you speak on child support?
Oh, because I've been in situations with my people, just sitting outside the glass window, looking in.
Well, you're gonna have. You know what makes a bitter woman? When you half-ass doing for your child, and I don't have any kids either, don't want any. When you half-ass doing for your child, but you out here flossing, you on Facebook. Because the men are just as bad as the women. You talking about what you got, where you going with your girl for the weekend, but y'all take a lot of time with your son or your daughter, you're sorry. So some people do take it to the extreme and it's effed up, but there are a lot of people that do not do it, and you just got to pay the piper. Stop complaining.
See, that goes back to what I was saying. Run in your fucking mouth. Don't run your fucking, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? It's something I learned as a child. Shut the fuck up. It ain't your time to speak.
You tend to run your mouth a lot. So when do you shut the fuck up?
I ain't heard
from you. Shut the fuck up. You ain't heard from me. How long you been
here? Dr. King, he got a dream about every subject. I have a dream. These people need to stop. These people, what did you say you were talking about earlier? Stop telling on each other. Look, this is a new generation. They don't want to be nobody's bitch in jail, and they don't really want to leave their family, and they cry. And they say, well, shoot, you tell your friend you can go home. They going to hell home.
Like
they ain't with no OC code. Every man for themselves.
Like bitches. I don't believe in that type of shit. You understand? It's like bitches. And it'd be crazy.
I don't know about you, but I don't know. I kind of can see both sides. I don't want to go be
I
big Shirley.
Both sides. There's no understanding in my hood for it. There's no understanding for it. Nigga, if you did it, you done it. Ride with it. Or shut up and let it eat your insides.
I know an 18-year-old that went to jail. Him and his homeboy both was robbing houses. He 18, got 12 years for this shit. Didn't point no fingers at his homeboy. Okay, so you got your Jeep pumped up and all that, but you spending 18, 19, 20, 20. You seen your ass in jail while your homeboy
doing it. What happened is when you do the crime, you do it time. You ride.
But why you had to ride in the first place?
To go out there and do that shit, first of all. You know what I'm saying?
Most
of y'all niggas out there robbing to get clothes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you can't really say what a person did their crime for, because you're outside
looking. It might just be at the real. Yeah.
Yeah, you're outside looking in. So you can't really speak on, oh, they out there robbing just to look good. They might have been robbing.
Oh, I'm not saying that from outside looking in. I'm saying that from as in I heard niggas come out their mouth with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to the club. I want to impress this female real quick. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go hit a lick. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Line your ass off. You know what I'm saying? It'd be crazy because, like I said, okay, I've been in a couple situations where I had to do what I had to do. You don't see me running my mouth about it. I don't tell nobody about it because that shit that I don't need nobody to try to incriminate me later on. You said I done some real dirt back in the day. But you don't see me saying, well, I'm a G because I did that, I'm a gangster, or I'm a goon, or a fake thug because I did that, because no, it's not what's called for. I know
this generation don't care about you. They'll rob your ass of some polo boots and kill you and care nothing about it. It's a whole different situation now.
I know, like I said, I know Negroes that'll come in there and kill your kids if the money ain't there. You know what I'm saying? That's some real shit. And that's the niggas I grew up around. They will murder your kids over that money. They don't care. But I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I separate myself from that because
you
know,
I'm
a more positive person. But at the same time,
you
know. How
do you remind me of a greeting card? You have a story for every occasion.
Oh, yeah, always.
I thought you got a dream.
Always. Because, you know what I'm saying, most of the time I've been there, seen it, or done it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm saying? I've been there, seen it, or done it. I've been in situations where, you know, I don't know if I'm going to make it home. Or I don't know if I'm even going to go home. Or, you know, I'm caught up in this shit. I don't know what's going to happen to me tomorrow. But you understand, I just kept my G-code. Because that's just what I was taught. My mama said, you know, only girls speak like that. Stop running your mouth. So I shut up. You know. But
we
just
say
the whole issue is...
on the new bitches, I tell you. We do say that.
Mind your business. Mind your business. That's why, you know, when it comes to talking to other people, I really don't care. You know, I don't really even talk about who won the basketball game or none of that shit because, first of all, I don't watch sports.
because it has nothing to do with me. Period. Not being selfish or anything, it just has nothing to do with Hollow. How does this benefit me unless I make a bet about it?
It can't be entertaining to you?
No, it's not entertaining to me. I'd rather watch cartoons. I tell you the truth.
Tom and Jerry and Scooby Doo?
No, no, no. I'm talking about some South Park, Futurama, and Family Guy. You know what I'm saying?
I hate Futurama. I don't even know what they're talking about on
there. I like Gumball. Really tell you the truth.
I hate the way they draw the cartoons. I know that sounds shallow, but I can. Family Guy, I don't know. That little boy with that big ass head, still, I don't know. He get on my nerves. These new cartoons get on my nerves.
I'll see the old cartoons and be happy. I mean, if they bring the Tick back, I would be super happy.
If they bring back She-Ra, I might be happy.
Ooh, girl, yes.
Who is She-Ra?
What?
Who is She-Ra?
Wow. I'm going to need you to Google that.
No, I know She-Ra. Who she is. I'm just fucking with you. I know.
You know, he had a He-Man doll. He's probably saving that shit right now. I got it in the
He-Man
house.
He-Man doll. What's a. See, nah, I ain't got no He-Man doll.
You got Battle Cat.
My mama never let me play with dolls.
That's an action figure.
Nah, mama didn't have them either. She said they dolls. I never played with dolls. Yeah.
Well, so you didn't play with the wrestling men? You didn't have no G.I. Joe? That was a doll, too?
None of that shit. None of that.
Sometimes I think parents made up shit just because they didn't want to buy it. That's what
yeah,
I say.
That could have been an issue, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee that was the issue, but it's just that, you know, the whole generation now has an issue when they don't know how to mind their business, and that's the whole problem.
Everybody put their business out there. Hey, this girl I know, yesterday she went to the eye doctor. The eye doctor, what she put on Facebook, I see clearly now. So what? What were you seeing before? You didn't put that out there, you know? Sit down.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Good old faithful Facebook. Well, hold on.
I like Facebook.
I bet you do, but
he's probably checking in and everything.
I run a business. I talk to people from Carol Dorsey to Emilio Sparks to you wouldn't even know. I even talked to Kaya a couple times and shit. I got a whole bunch of motherfuckers on my Facebook.
I might know. I'm Air Force veteran, boo. I might know. I talk to people across too, but I'm not telling nobody I'm at Gold's Gym. I'm not saying I'm checking in at Gold's Gym. You don't know if my man gave it to me good last night. Oh, that's too much information.
I hate hearing that shit. I really do.
Nobody is a regular person. Everybody a boss. My question is, if everybody a boss, who the fuck is working? That's what I want to know, all these bosses. Come on.
Right. I don't care how good your man hit you from the bike last night. Shout out. Congratulations.
Just,
you know what I'm saying?
I ain't the one putting it out there. I don't seen it. Had a good time last night. Like, oh, Lord.
How good of a time was it, y'all? How long did it take?
I didn't put that on Facebook. I've read it, but I didn't put that on
there. It'd just be hilarious what you can find on Facebook. Well, you can find a whole marriage get broke up on Facebook and just sit there and just laugh your ass off.
Marriage get broke up on Fair Messenger.
True, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to take a music break and play some songs, and then I'm coming right back.
Okay.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation, ambition,
yeah.
Street intuition,
yeah.
I had my Jesus piece dipped in water by a Christian. Only child, my mama's stomach, I did all the kicking.
Uh-huh.
I wanna say, fuck my dad, but I ain't going against him. Kinda got his ways, but brought up how my mama raised. Now I gotta walk up in the club till every dollar's paid.
Yeah.
Here's VIP style, bring them bottles by the casing. Yeah, I bring them freaks out. swear to God, Madonna came. And I got a pizza route, move them pies how they came. But niggas, they don't get the picture, that just mean they out of frame. She hated when I dropped the top, guess it's just a hair thing. Bitch, I'm on my last gig, I'm trying to race the airplane. Yeah, they ain't living how I'm living, they don't get it how I get it. They still tripping that I'm crippin', huh? They ain't shouting what I'm shouting, they ain't talking what I'm talking, they ain't bout it.
Let's go.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation. La la da day. Catch your body, shoddy spray. Hey, John Dottie ways. I am the modern day. Hey, and by the way, every day's a holiday. Hey, you had the game. You can say goodbye today. Hey. If you can front it, I can dump it. If I cop it, you gon' front me when I'm wanting. Man, there's nothing, huh? If you ain't ballin', you ain't bossin'. They on defense, I'm on offense, and the only nigga scoring. Yeah. And by the way, I should shotty, not a K. Ay. But I said it backwards, I really should've said a AK. La 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 day, get the fuck up out of my way. And by the way, I'm back, nigga, fuck what they say. See, I was tired of getting spoon-fed. I had to brush the hate off me with a broom head. I had to take 10 steps back and lose bread. Come back and take the whole loaf. This is motivation. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation.
Excuse me.
Dragon with Celebration, and Dylon with The Bridge. So, girl, I know you got something you want to say.
You just got to answer for everything.
Listen, I don't know what the fuck is about when he get on my... I don't even be wanting to open up the lines, but I be trying to be a good radio host. But
yeah, be a good radio host. But I saw that. I was like, damn, you know everything. I don't even need to go. Why call Miss Cleo? I'll just call him. Well, what you should do is.
No shit. Like, you called into a show with Dragon. You freestyling about being a blood. But then when him and his big homie that are Crips are on the show, you switch up and say you neutral.
And my thing is, you a grown-ass man. What the hell you doing being a damn Crip or a blood?
But I think it's like, with him, you know, for some people, it's like a way of life, or it's like a family. I guess it's all about your mindset and what you're doing, because you got a lot of people in corporate America that are colors, but they're about their business you wouldn't even know. And then you got ignorant motherfuckers that call radio shows.
They want to do a business shout out on the low. I run a business.
Okay, what kind of business you run?
A business.
Yeah, you want to tell us that the state can do whatever they want to. If they don't got no fucking witness,
they
ain't
kill
about
themselves.
To do nothing.
That's right.
They ain't about to do shit. So my thing is, don't be coming on my fucking show trying to switch it all the fuck around, talking about South Park. Nobody looks at South Park, because to me, it's nothing but that's the devil's work.
They cursing all the time, disrespectful little kids that you didn't grow up that way. So that's a contradiction to what you grew up against. You know what I mean?
And then they always disrespecting the Bible. I don't got time for that.
No, and then came out the Bible and said, bitches. I'm like, hold up now. Bitch asses can be from any type of gender, females or males.
Yeah, after I went and seen the movie, the very first one, girl, I was so appalled that I walked out. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I told my kids,
They kill each other, they cursing, acting a fool. That's not cute at all. That's worse than Bart Simpson. He had a smart-ass mouth. He's a bad little boy, but
yeah.
They want to scream with it.
Yeah, they be having sex on the show, like men and stuff like that. I'm like, come on, man. South Park is way different than it was when it first started. Oh,
did you see my little sneak disc when I said, you know, you got a He-Man action figure. Talking about his mother didn't let him play with dolls. No, that wasn't in the budget. We had to have food. So He-Man wasn't a priority for some mothers. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But everybody knows this between a damn doll with pink on and a bottle that you burp and play like you're a daggone parent and an action figure. It's a total difference. They only a couple inches high.
I'd
rather my son play with that than play with a gun and be in the game.
Niggas and flies. Then he's going to be like, I don't condone a man putting his hand on a woman, this, that, and... Like, nigga, you just fucking up my whole vibe on how the hell I want my damn show to go. And it's not even about bashing men, because, like I said, I'm Team Chad right now. Because
me
I
too.
Feel like he in a fucked up situation.
Yep.
He first a hoe and to a housewife. That bitch fucked many pro players till she got the right one to give her what the fuck she want. And in return, this is what he get. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, not like this is what you get, but this is what has happened to him. You know?
When he was a bachelor, he was just fine. She brought the drama. You knew what kind of dude he was. You knew he was flashy. Women stayed around him. If you want a homebody, you should have hooked up with Mr. Beaver, you know?
Or, my thing is, don't be on reality TV telling your man, look, I understand you play sports, you travel. If you're going to fuck, strap
Let
up.
Let me know about it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then, you up here talking about a fucking threesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, my thing is, bitch, what life is you about? What life are you really about? Because me personally, when you and your boyfriend have a domestic dispute, if he fucked you up, okay, you might want to get the law involved. Or better yet, you get your brothers involved.
Mm-hmm.
When it's your baby daddy, you might want to think way down the road of what could really happen. But when it's your motherfucking husband, you need to step out. Y'all need to do a fucking huddle, sideline talk, and you need to think, like, if I make this phone call, this nigga play in the NFL, I'm a reality star, we both are reality stars, like, what is the worst case scenario? What is the pros and cons of me making this phone call or going to my fucking neighbor?
Your neighbor is going to mess up your money because they, first of all, neighbors, half of them, sorry to say it, be white. Because, you know, we get money, we want to move on up out the hood.
And it was a white man they called because I heard the 911 tape this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact,
yep.
I'm going to bring Jazzy in. But I heard the 911 tape this morning, and he was like, my neighbor and her husband just got into an altercation, and I think she's scared that something else is going to happen. You guys need to get here. I think she's going to need a stitch or two. My thing is, both of y'all motherfuckers got big-ass foreheads. I think her forehead is bigger than his. How
oh,
do
yeah.
he didn't fucking headbutt him?
That's what I'm saying. That's why
no
I'm trying
one,
to get him.
No one knows. But
exactly.
But growing up, like, I grew up in Inglewood, right? I'm from California. And the land of the right, like, you know, that's one of the things that a lot of women do. Let's just be honest. They play like they got hit, or maybe they really got hit. Maybe they hit first, or whatever the case may be. But everyone wants to go to call 911 because they know that dudes are scared of 911. Nobody wants to be locked up for a night. Nobody really wants, you know what I'm saying? Especially not over no dumb shit. So women tend to do that. So now they have this law where if there is a domestic dispute that's called, right, the police come out. If one person has injuries, the other person automatically goes to jail. If there's no injuries and everybody is pointing the finger, he did it, she did it, they lock everybody up. You go, okay, well, you know what, I can't tell who did it, so you go to jail, your ass go to jail too. But because she's the one who had the physical injury, that's why he's the one in the situation right now.
Oh,
so
yeah. I completely agree with that, but my thing is, and, you know, like I was saying earlier, I didn't even know that Star Jones had got a petition started against her and all the violence that she brought to NBA Wives last season.
And
how about
she should, because you know what? That show,
it was crazy.
Not only that show, all of these fucking reality TV shows, okay? First of all, let me just say, I've never really watched a full season, so I'm not going to speak too much on it because I think I'll kind of be speaking out of turn because I don't know enough about it. But let me just say, I caught a glimpse of what is that show called? Real Hip Hop Wives, Hip Hop, whatever.
Love
and Hip Hop. There you go. I caught a glimpse of that show today. And I was like, that's a bunch of bullshit. Let me tell you something. I caught like 3 minutes of that show. Immediately got pissed off. One of my girlfriends called me, and she's like, she watches TV all the fucking time. She watches all of those reality shows, right? And she'd be really into it. So she'd be calling me all the time, telling me about these shows. And I'd be like, girl, I don't watch TV. But then when you hear about it so much, you get so intrigued, right? You want to see it. You want to see what's going on.
You don't know.
Yeah. So I watched like a couple of minutes of it. I immediately got pissed off. Got on the phone with my boyfriend and was like, if your ass cheats on me, I swear to God, I'll leave your ass. I promise. Like, mad at him on some shit he didn't even do. So,
like, what you talking about?
That made you mad.
I just, yeah, dude, like, cheating on his chick, like, she live out this way, the other chick live closer to the city, and then he tells her, like, just let it go. And she's looking at him like, what the fuck you mean, let it go?
But
my thing about it is, you know what your man is before you got on reality TV. And they say that reality TV, they edit it so it makes the person look bad. I don't know how you could edit that.
I could probably agree with that, I'm sure, because it has to be entertaining or else there's no point to put them on reality TV.
But,
and I also get the fact that you kind of know in advance if your nigga is trifling. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't make us look good. None of this stuff makes us look good. And when I say us, I'm not just talking about black people. I'm not just talking about whatever, just women in general, men in general. It makes this particular community out to be like a bunch of bullshit, okay? Because basketball-wise, hip-hop-wise, reality TV shows, all of these types of things, people view this industry as being a bunch of bullshit because you look at this and you perceive the industry to be this way. So
up
it's like
mm-hmm.
it gives this industry a bad-ass rap. Like, oh, everybody that's in this industry has to be fucking everybody else. Everybody in this industry has to be this, that, or the third thing. And it's like, that's fucked up. I consider I consider the hip hop industry to be kind of like military wise, okay? So you know, talk about military wise, like being in the military, dating someone in the military, being in the military is almost kind of like a secret society. Would you say, Chop? Because it's like shit that goes on that not everybody else knows. Not everybody else knows how deployments are. Not everybody else knows how whatever. But as soon as you spot another military wife, you knew, right? You could tell. Can't you spot a military wife?
I would have to say back then, maybe so, but the military has changed so fucking much to where, to me, it's no worse than the reality shows that's going on.
They want to see us snapping our neck, acting stupid, fighting, so they can all call us animals. That's what they want to do. But you know, it's not, like you said, it's not just the black women. Look at the housewives of New Jersey. Look at the housewives of Orange County. Everybody acting a fool.
But the thing is, everybody want to see it. I ain't going to front. I look at that shit. But what I'm going to say about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, some of that shit is so fucking real because Mimi, and to me, I don't respect Mimi. I really don't. You let this man do what the fuck he want to do. I ain't going to front. Man, I heard CBJ got a big dick, and he got these bitches going.
I'm pissed off it.
He got these
I'm a BBM.
So who is Mimi? I don't even know who. This is what I'm saying.
Mimi is his baby mama, but
one of his baby mama.
Yeah, she was like, her and Stevie been together for 15 years, right?
Yeah.
But
well, then shame on her because she should have got wifed about 12 years ago.
Okay, but the thing is, while you and Stevie was together for these 15 years, two of them years he was with Eve.
Thank you. And he got like five baby moms.
Okay, I was going to ask you. Okay, so that's the dude that was kicking Eve's ass for the last whatever. Oh, okay.
But realistically,
she knew that her dude was a hoe. That's why he told her to get over it, because she got over every other situation.
Exactly.
So what makes this one any different? Oh, okay.
Now
it's beginning to make sense to me.
I'm going to have the nail in her head. She's like, you shouldn't put up with this. I'm like, well, you shut up already.
Yeah, but it's like for me, the thing that I have a problem with on Love and Hip Hop, first and foremost, Mama D is really like that. I met her when I was locked up in 2005 when I worked in a halfway house and I was working on work release. Mama D is really like that. You know what I'm saying? So kudos to her because she really she ain't faking for the cameras. She not faking it to make it. My thing is, I've looked at the show from beginning to end. 90% of the time when it comes to Rashida, you have torn your man down and you allow the outsider to tear your man down. The same man that was with you when nobody else was with you. You feel me? You've been rapping since 2001 and you're still you may have a little more experience, but you're still not signed like that. Some people ain't even heard of you to the show.
Yep.
Wait, what's her name?
Rashida.
Rashida, underground rapper.
Yeah.
Okay, I still haven't heard of her. Okay.
Yeah, boss bitch. Now,
for
you to tell Kay Michelle that you feel that didn't happen to her, the worst thing that you can tell a woman is she was not abused. If you, like she said, you was not in that room.
Did you hear what happened with him? You know who you're talking about, Mint Pitt.
Mint Pitt.
was married to LaToya, but they said his father was killed by the KKK, and they still call and torment him to this day.
Yeah,
and Chuck, I sent you that picture.
But this is the thing that I respect K. Michelle for, because if you go on YouTube...
I feel like I'm missing out on way too much stuff, Chuck, because
you
say these names, talk about these people.
Yeah, go
I don't
on
know nothing you're talking about.
Go on VH1 and the whole season is there. But my thing is, with K. Michelle talking about Miss Hit, not once is she badgering him. She is saying that he was a good person, but some bad shit happened that caused him to do bad things. His father was murdered. He had to deal with a lot. And the way he handled some things was not right, and he snapped. She's not sitting here calling him all kinds of motherfuckers and ranting and raving. But at the same time, when she was on that record deal that he got for her, and he spent her bonus money or whatever, her budget money, she wanted people to help her. She wanted people to listen to her cry. So nobody did. So she's using this show as a sounding board to get this shit off of her so she can move the fuck on. Because what people don't understand is when you go through some serious ass abuse, you gotta talk about it. Because if not, it's gonna fuck you up. I know.
It's gonna fester, yeah.
Yeah, I was raped, and I was molested at 14, raped at 18. I kept all that shit in until I was 21, and I told my husband at the time. 2 weeks after we got married, he was shipped off to the Persian Gulf War. Guess what? I had to deal with all that shit that I had on me that I had learned to suppress, but because I talked about it, I opened up that door, and my best friend was gone. So I had to deal with all that. I had a breakdown. So I understand what K. Michelle is going, because in 2009, I was a victim of domestic violence. I am the type of person, I am not going to, like, keep shit quiet anymore. I went on Facebook on this dude's page because he was a fine-ass nigga. I ain't going to front. He was fine, and I know mad bitches was going to holler at him when he hollered at them. Like Juanita Bynum, No More Sheets. You know the book where she writes? She I took all my sheets on Facebook. I wrote every motherfucking thing this nigga did to me on his page. So females could know, don't talk to this man. I'm not hating because we're not together anymore, but this nigga been beating up females ever since 1993. I did not know that. Do not find yourself in the same situation that I'm in. This is what he did to me. He has 7 active warrants for domestic abuse, assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting seriously bothered, because he beat me up 4 times, he cut me and he stabbed me, and he threatened me, and he held me at knife point in my car for 45 minutes.
Wow.
So I had to go on Facebook because I know, you know how Facebook is, everybody and everybody business. And me going on Facebook, revealing my hurt and what I went through, helped him to get arrested. Because before he got arrested, I couldn't live my life.
Mm-hmm.
So for K. Michelle to get on that show and to share, to like no more, to take them sheets off, and for Rashida to sit there and say that because LaToya is her homegirl, girl, bye. Don't tell that woman that shit didn't happen to her, because she has been so passionate from day one about what's going on.
Yeah,
that
story
so
has
it's
changed.
Whose husband now? Whose husband is it now?
LaToya.
Antonia Carter. You know, Lil Wayne's baby mom.
Oh, that's her husband now. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that dude. Oh, okay. Okay.
And Pressure Bust Pipes, because I heard on the reunion show it's 2 parts. Rashida and K. Michelle got into it, and they say K. Michelle whooped her ass to the point where she was unconscious and they had to call the ambulance.
Hmm.
Well,
sounds about right.
Fall back or shaking the table.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Well, she's shaking the table.
Don't shake
so
unless you're ready.
Clearly, I'm going to have to catch up on my Maria. I really don't watch that shit because...
But you need to.
I feel like
it's more than just Stevie and Mimi, trust me.
Yeah, and then, Jazzy, when you're doing that, go back and look at NBA Wives the last season, and you will see that it took a show that talked about women dating basketball players, being married to basketball players, moving on in their life in a positive direction, you know, doing something where they're standing on their own, to Evelyn. When I tell you, her and Tammy
was out
of the show, because the mental abuse that they inflicted on people and the physical abuse, Tammy was more mental, Evelyn was more physical. And my thing is, you know it's bad when men, when they were on ESPN yesterday morning and talking about it, they brought up Evelyn's pattern.
That's why I want to tell Mr. Know-It-All that she has a history of violence. He doesn't. He's never. He has several baby moms and never had any history of violence.
I was going to say, I heard that. I heard that she had a history of violence. And let me just say this, as a woman, okay, and as a woman who has experienced things, gone through things, women can be aggressors just as much as men can. It's just because it's so taboo to say that a woman is guilty of domestic violence as opposed to men, so it becomes suppressed. Because I'm sure this is probably not the first incident that they've gone through, right? And we probably would not have heard about this one either had the neighbor not been nosy as shit and minding somebody else's business. Because I'm sure this is probably not the first time that she has lashed out at him. But now it's become to that point where it's become publicized, so now that's why the whole divorce, the whole whatever,
that's why it's
a problem, being...
Because he's on this show on HBO, and it's called Hard Knocks, right? And he said that, he on the show, he said, I am going to go to jail for domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
So for a man,
so that was a clue.
Go to jail.
Made, she was pushing them buttons.
Violence. He already knew what she was. You know what I'm saying? Because men be knowing shit. Men most definitely know shit. And for me, I'm just like, it is so fucking crazy, because he had one incident when his ex girlfriend 10 years ago accused him of cheating and he slapped her. I mean, he was put on probation. That's 10 years ago. You know, you got other motherfuckers that's doing way worse shit than that. You know what I'm saying?
Which is really ridiculous, because it's exactly like, okay, so what you just said, how you put, you know, you put your ex's information out on Facebook so that other women were aware. So same thing like with K. Michelle, right? She's using this as a soundboard to be able to voice her opinion and to express herself and to relieve herself of the pain that she endured. So a lot of women don't do that, and that's why she's being so criticized, because a lot of women who are battered, not only do they suppress it, they continue to put up with it. So my personal life experience, thank you, Jesus, I can tell the story from a third point of view as opposed to it is happening to me. But so like you said, it's like if a person is an abuser, they will have a pattern of abusing. So my boys, their dad has a history of beating women. We were together when we were very young. We got together when we were kids, right? We were 18, head over heels, wrong. So I didn't know anything about him at that time. As a matter of fact, when we met, he lied to me and told me he worked for FedEx loading boxes, right, at night, right? So we were together, and everything was great. And so one day I discovered he actually had, he was like living a double life, right?
Wow.
I discovered that he had kids. I discovered that he had drama. I discovered he was like hella gang banging. Like, dude would go to what I thought was work every night, yo, loading these boxes at FedEx. No, his ass was a professional thief. Like, he was a professional gangbanger, professional
was he,
thief.
Was he
worked between
like,
hours of this and this.
Was he, like, muscular, like he had been lifting some boxes? Like, what's wrong?
No, I mean, you know, Cali niggas, they be skinny, right? They're
yeah.
not, like, you know, unless they, like, super lifting weights and all of that. And he wasn't like that. But when we met, I'm like, oh, okay. He was so nice. He was, like, I knew he had that rough edge, but I like him like that anyway, right? Not really so big of a deal. But, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, no, I work. But that's because he spotted me, and he knew, okay, she's not about that bullshit, right? And he kept this life from me for a long time until I actually got pregnant with my oldest son. Once I got pregnant with my oldest son, that, you know, when you're pregnant, that's when shit starts to hit the fan, and then all of a sudden bitches start coming from places, and people start saying things, and the first clue to me that I should have known that he was an abuser was I spent the night at his house, because, mind you, we were kids, right? I had my older son when I was 19, and spent the night, I was at his mom's house, and we got into an argument, right? And he was so pissed off, he slams his hand against the door, and he put his clothes on, he left out the house, right?
Red flag.
His mom came to me and said, are you okay? Did he hit you?
Wow.
And I looked with this stupid look on my face, like, hell no, he ain't hit me. Like, well, I don't. I'm like, nah, he just hit the door. He slammed the door. That should have been a red flag that went off in my mind. Like, damn, his mama want to know if he kicked my ass.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't.
And mothers are high stuff, too.
Yeah, it didn't go off to me. I didn't get it until I seen a girl one day, his baby mama. Never forget, she came to the house one day, and I guess she said something slick. Next thing I know, I peep outside. I see him, like, punching her in her face.
Woo!
In the car. And I had this dumbfounded look on my face, like,
we just seen a murder.
But I was so confused. I was so conflicted. Like, I don't understand what's going on. And I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And when I said that, he stopped because he saw me. And she drove off. She left. And it was one of those things where it was like, don't ask, don't tell. I'm waiting for him to talk to me about it. He never said anything to me about it. I never really brought it up again. I didn't say anything about it. But in my mind, I was like, what the hell just happened? And then it just started becoming more and more incidents where girls would be, like, scared of him. Like, not even, like, girls that he dated, just random-ass bitches used to just be scared because he used to just kick their ass just like... They get out of pocket.
Damn.
He was just known around his neighborhood for slapping a bitch. That's why he never took me anywhere around his neighborhood, right? Because he didn't want me to meet these people. So whenever we went somewhere, we went out somewhere, like somewhere else. We would explore new things, do whatever. And one day I got so scared because we got into this huge argument. I got so scared. I was like, okay. Today is going to be the day. If he's going to hit me, today is going to be the day. But he didn't. He didn't hit me. He went to someone else's house and beat her up. Like, he was so mad at me, he took it out on someone else. And that was the sign to me. I said, oh, okay, I can't do this anymore. I was like, because it's going to be me. It's going, what makes me so different, right? It's just a matter of time before he snaps on me. And we actually split up. For that reason, I left. I packed my son up. My son was very young. He was 6 months old. I packed my stuff up, and I moved to Baltimore. I didn't cat, mouse, dog him for 3.5 years. I didn't say shit to him. He was calling all the time, writing letters, because he had gotten locked up for something, right? So he's writing letters, calling all the time, whatever, and I didn't speak to him. I talked to his mom every Sunday, though, just to, you know, make sure she was doing okay, make sure he was doing okay. And I didn't start speaking to him again until his mother died. And when his mother died, I felt like perhaps I should do that because he had all of these women. And mind you, all of these bitches he would beat up loved his ass to pieces, okay? Talking about send money to him, send, put money on his books. They would come back around knowing he was going to kick their ass. They just, and I didn't understand that. I didn't grasp that concept as to why a woman would keep going back to a man who would do that type of thing to her. And finally, one day, I just asked the girlfriend, right, because he had a girlfriend at this time, who she would call me from time to time and talk about whatever. And I thought it was funny, but I didn't really mind because I didn't want this nigga, right? Like, you're a better woman than me. Okay. And I would ask her, why do you keep going back to him and he keeps putting his hands on you? And it was because she was missing something in her life. She never had a dude. She never had a dad. She never had a dude. She never had anything. And so the fact that he would tell her, I love you, but I'm kicking your ass because I love you so much because you made me so mad because I'm so emotional about you. And that was okay. So I guess I say all of that to say a lot of the times women keep taking these men back because they think that things are going to change. They are missing something in their life, and they're trying to hold on to a little bit of something, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. And that's just so
wrong. I want to say, where were you the first half? This has been so enlightening. But you're right. I had a friend that was like that about this guy most recently. She always saw the good in him and thought that anybody could change. She wanted to give him a chance. And that's why she kept taking him back. And she didn't have her father around. This is the closest thing to that male figure that's missing. And we don't even realize subconsciously we miss that. Like you said, his wordplay. He told her, I'm doing it because I love you. You caused it. And we blame ourselves. You know what? I should never have said that. Oh, I shouldn't have wore those shoes. He told me how to wear my shirt like that. You know, you blame yourself. And then some crave the attention, so they do stuff to get beat up. So it's like, it's crazy how that can go.
And either way, that shit is so wrong, because there's going to become a point in time where he's going to beat your ass so bad, either you're not going to be living on this earth, or there's going to be serious repercussions. My kid's dad right now is in prison for I don't even know how long. I can't even tell you because he won't give me an honest answer. But the same girl that used to call me and talk to me when I used to ask her, why do you allow this thing to happen, okay, she has children by other men, okay, she has sons. And my kid's dad got so pissed off at her one day that he pistol whipped her, AK-47, threatened to kill her kids in the house, held them hostage.
Jesus.
He beat her so bad, she had to tell because she had to get called. The ambulance had to be called. Her kids wound up getting taken away because that's how bad it was. Child Protective Services came in. They took her children away from her. So she had to say something. Luckily, she's still alive to tell the tale, you know, about what happened to her. But with a nigga that's like that, how easily she could not have been, okay? So all of this shit happened. He pistol whips her. She winds up being sent in the ambulance. He leaves, right? He takes off. I didn't know, me not even knowing, there's a warrant out for his arrest. I don't know. I haven't talked to this dude in years, right? So he comes to visit, tells me how he's a changed man. He plays his part, pretends like things are different for a long time, for about a year. I pop up pregnant with my youngest son. Like, oh, okay, things are going to be great. He's better now. There was no drama. There was no nothing. He just seemed to have really gotten himself together. Papa pregnant with my youngest son. Before my youngest son could be born, all the shit hits the fan again, right? And I find out about why he had been coming to visit, what's going on with him. Mind you, we have a place together. We're expecting this baby, right? So we got baby all stuff excited. Going on, and we're talking about getting married and all of this shit. And I find out your ass is really wanted. If they find you here, my ass is going to jail too. This can't happen.
And the baby's going to be taken, yep.
So,
by the way,
sure
you guys,
enough,
Evelyn filed for divorce.
Get sure enough. His ass gets picked up at somebody else's house, at one of his homeboy's house, who has kids. They had like 5 kids, right? So he's at his boy's house, the wife, I guess she cooking dinner, whatever. Police come, kick his door in. Not only do they take the homeboy to jail, they take his chick to jail too and take all of their kids and put their kids in CPS until they have their court date and get bit. God is good, isn't he? So, but here's the kicker, though. The chick who got her ass beat, the reason he's in prison now, is still probably his main supporter. Like, I don't accept collect calls. That's just not something that I do. I don't have that in me to, you know, to like, okay, nigga, you fucked up real bad. You going to have to figure out a way. So I don't accept these collect calls because he'll call all fucking day. She calls
on
three-way.
Oh, wow.
You didn't learn your lesson when he beat your ass? Like, you could have not been living here on this earth right now, and you don't get it. What is wrong with women that they don't get it? I have a girl that I talked to at work today, and
she's been telling me the last few days, she's been calling me, talking to me, telling me about why, you know, she couldn't get her homework done or what have you. And she's just telling me these stories about how, you know, my baby daddy choked me out because I was on the phone, I was talking to his other baby mom, and I told his other baby mom. And she's like, well, he says that he didn't hit me with an open fist, but I don't buy it. I'm like, why the fuck does it matter if he hit you with an open fist or a closed fist? The fact of the matter is he beat your ass. Like, that should be enough to signify the fact that, like, you don't want to be with this dude anymore, you know? And she's like, oh, well, he said he's sorry. He promised he wasn't going to do it again. Okay. 3 days later, she's calling me, telling me my back is so sore. What happened? You don't even want to know. Yeah, tell me. What happened? Well, when I was talking to his other baby mama, he found out and he just went off and punched me in my face. Nick, if a nigga will fuck you up the first time, he will fuck you up a second time, a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time. He will. It doesn't stop. I wish women would get that. It doesn't stop. If he will beat your ass once, he will beat your ass again.
Well, Jackie, so you ain't gonna hit me but one time. She got on through her. He must have slapped the shit out of Jackie because she became a Buddhist after that. Stop drinking and all.
Right. I mean, you know, I don't know. Women put up with it. Chalk, you didn't, right? You fought back. Like, okay, I'm not going to be a victim of this. Some women don't. Some women lay down and take it. And just like how you were saying, they feel like it's their fault. The chick that I just talked to, she felt like it's her fault. Like, she feels like, well, it was because I was talking to his other baby mama. I shouldn't have been doing that. You know, he said I shouldn't have, whatever, whatever. Oh, he told me, you know, that he needs counsel and he knows he has men. And I don't give a fuck what he tells me. That doesn't change the fact that I'm still picking my face up off the floor right now. You're right. You do need counseling, but that doesn't mean you could, like, take your aggression out by kicking on my ass every day. That's not okay. So, shout out to her, I guess. I guess what I'm saying is shout out to Lil Mama for, like, not continuing to be a victim and speaking out against it, because so many other women need to hear that. Women need to hear the fact that, okay, it happens to people, but you have to learn how to deal with it and how to get over it. Don't be a victim to it. Don't suffer in silence.
Yeah, speak out. Now, speaking out, I know I sound shallow, but did you get my message about Evelyn filed for divorce they said on TV?
Yes. Then she talking about she taking a stand on domestic violence. I'm tweeting, bitch. Wow, Evelyn is taking a stand on domestic violence.
I used to follow her. I'm about to unfollow her. Oh,
yeah, dude. Bitch, please. You're the most violent on NBA Wise.
She was a mental abuser and a bully. And she tried to physically abuse her. She had the right one. Cause see, she didn't get all buck wild with Tammy.
Let me just say, funny acting women in general, and again, I really don't know much about this show to comment on any one particular character, and I do say characters because I mean that. I believe that everyone is playing a part. So I can't get, you know, comment on any one particular character of these reality shows, but every woman in general, every man even, people know where their limits lie. Because if there's one thing a person has is a natural instinct, and they know exactly whose buttons they could push before they get their ass beat. I don't know who you are. And those who do wind up getting their ass beat, that's because they didn't listen to their initial instinct. Because something in them probably told them maybe I shouldn't do it, but they felt like, okay, perhaps I could leap out there anyway. That's when you see people that get their ass beat. But you'll notice there's a pattern of people. They always talk shit to five people in the room, even though there's six in there total. And that's because they know, okay, I could fuck with her, but wait, that one might be liable to kick my ass. Let me skip over that one. But we're going to go to her, because it makes them feel super important. But people typically know. They know when they found themselves the right one.
I'm just at a loss. She's taking a stand against domestic violence. And you hopping across the table at Jennifer to hit her because she upset you about something she said about your friend on the show. You throw a bottle at Kenya for being a liar.
But you're against violence. Sit down. You played yourself. Stick a cord in your ass. Sorry about that. I don't know. It didn't sound good, but it's just hypocritical to me. You can't play both sides of the fence.
Exactly, but people try to anyway.
I guarantee she probably going to come out with a book about it next year. I'm putting money
I'm saying it live on the air chat.
Boy, I bet you she's probably going to try to write a book about it. Sometime next year she's going to come out with a book.
Of course.
She said something to her brother-in-law, Anthony. I don't know what it is. It has a link
on
it.
Yeah, her sister's husband died.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that. But he was already sick. Anyway,
yeah.
You know, they knew that, yeah. And she changed name back from, oh, she still says Evelyn Johnson, though. You know what? And then when Jennifer had an opinion about Chad, she didn't want to, you know, saying that he's in the industry, he's going to do the same thing that every other guy does. She was mad about that.
But the thing is, like, man, this bitch got me twisted for real because, like, who in the fuck does that?
Yep, you playing with somebody's life and you know he has children. That's, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. I'm just going to retweet what you just said.
People should know, first of all, that reality TV is a bunch of bullshit for the simple fact that, and I get the fact that it helps these women make a living, right, when they go whatever way, it creates a name for them, it does all of these things to help, you know, give them publicity, blah, 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 blah. But here's how we should know it's full of drama, and I'm saying this for the person who pops the popcorn and sits down and watches every episode faithfully.
I don't watch
it is meant to be ratchet, okay? It's meant to bring the world. Because have you ever watched one of these shows and get hella hype afterwards? Like, you be ready to do some shit that you didn't see, and like, oh, my goodness, that bitch, you find yourself talking different and shit. You walking different. Like, you become this kid. You be watching this shit.
Well,
and
I did become Tammy. I said that just like Tammy said it. I didn't say it to anybody, but I found myself and I say, bitch. I said
yeah.
it like that.
Yeah. And you become, the ratchetness seeps into your brain. But here's how you know it's a bunch of bullshit. Because, I watched the very first season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, right? Nobody ever talks about the basketball player's wife. What's the dude's name? Or what's her name? The one who, I liked her because she looked like a very normal woman, right?
Eric Snow's wife?
I don't know whose wife. But she, they were together since they were kids.
Yeah, she had a chef and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Nobody ever talked. They didn't even invite her back for a second season. Nobody said anything about her because she, exactly, because she wasn't with all that bullshit. She wasn't with that drama. Her husband wasn't cheating, right? Wasn't fucking around. She was a normal chick. Exactly. But nobody liked that because it was like, oh, okay, that actually shows what it should be like. We want to show how these motherfuckers get a little bit of money and act like they ain't got no goddamn sense. Let's show that.
Money changes you. Let's see people how they act when they went from broke to rich. I'd be on that show happily. Let me see how I see it. More money, more problems. That's the name of the show. More money, more problems.
Yeah, like that's like, man, like I said, people sit here and they keep doing shit for money, Now that you got money, you know, like,
Now, let me ask you a question. It's off topic. Y'all gonna laugh at me, but this made me have a flashback, John. Didn't he say they have Louis condoms for $75? How do you even know that? That means you on there trying to buy you some. You may have been mad they weren't $10. I mean, who knew? Did you know, Jess, that they have Louis Vuitton come for $75? I'm not a Louis person. I'm not that Louis statue. I may have a bag or two, but I'm not out here balling where I can just be like, oh, I keep that Louis to that Louis turn to ooey. But they are here.
Okay,
out here shopping on the website.
Know is, well, why do you feel the need to have a Louis Vuitton? Okay. No, it's not that serious. It's, first of all, sorry. I just don't see any need for that. To me, that's stupid. I'd rather go with the good old trusted brand. First of all, Louis condom, I'm thinking those would be universal condoms, meaning that they're probably one size fits all. And I like my men larger than average, so I still need a Magnum man. I don't want something that little Peter from the Dill Jar and then Mike can both fit into the same. No, thank you. I need for yours to have a specific size and preferably extra large. That's just my personal opinion. So if you can fit into an everyday regular condom that any old random ass nigga can get into, then I don't know, we probably shouldn't be having a sexual conversation. It wouldn't go so well for that guy.
He got that right. He just came out the blue. Be out here trying to be baller. We was just like, oh my God. He may be online listening, we just don't know it.
And I'm going to need you to save your $75 per pack and get fresh. Probably, you know what I'm going to say? Average nigga. Now, I can see if you was, like, a balling out of control already type of dude, right? You just, like, six figures, just got stupid money. You don't know what the fuck to do with yourself. I could kind of understand you maybe. Okay, yeah, I'd go with Louis condoms. But a regular-ass nigga, I'm thinking if you buy them suckers three in a pack, $75 Louis condoms, it's probably because you're only using that pack once a year. Probably not really getting that much pussy anyway. So they're really for display. Don't display shit for me. Like, don't pretend like you fucking $75. Because if you're fucking me, if we're fucking, we going to use all three of those condoms in, like, one night.
Cause I know.
We don't really have to get it in. So
you won't get any dinner with that $75 each one.
Right. Either the dick is hella whack. You're not really getting any pussy, so them Louis condoms got dust on them. Right? Or you a stupid-ass nigga. Save that money and get fresh. Save that money and buy a house. Save that money and put money in your bank account. Like, don't be a regular-ass nigga doing dumb-ass shit. Like, I hate to see regular
get half a tank of gas. Get some gas with that money.
Man, I feel like sometimes when people have too much money on their hands, then, you know, they tend to, spend it on frivolous shit. So, you know, next thing you know, they're going to come out with a Chanel cold douche. You know, you want your pussy to smell like cocoa from inside out.
Gucci. They're gonna have the off-brand version, Uchi.
It's gonna make you a coochie, Uchi. Ew. No, Uchi. Thank you.
Uchi Wally Wally.
No, thank
Nas,
you.
Nas gonna be the spokesman for the hood. Uchi Wally Wally.
But people just need to be like, you know, I don't know.
See
what
yourself. See yourself. Yeah. That's it.
But
have some type of standards.
Some people don't know how to do that.
Have some standards. Like I told Jazzy, I said, everybody's a boss. Who working? I mean, everybody is not a boss. There's a different end of the totem pole for everything. Everybody can't be at the top. Like crabs in the basket. You know, it's crazy. It makes
so,
me laugh.
Okay, so that reminds me of something one of my followers said, right? Honey walls. So she, I guess this dude sent her, you know how guys be sending out, or just people in general send out, like, the link to their new record, new song, or whatever, right? So I guess she listened to this. She asked him, because he said, comments, welcome, feedback, whatever. And she's like, the track is kind of cool, but why the fuck do you keep talking about all this money you got, all these cars you got, and your ass is broke, nigga? What the fuck are you like, she just put him hella out there. Like, how do you talk about having all of this fucking money and your ass is broke as shit? Like, and that's a lot of what these rappers do, and that's why I think our children are so fucked up in the head and they got it wrong, because they're not talking about shit that's really relevant. Like, don't talk to me about how you drive Bentleys, Phantoms, and you laying in Maybachs and shit, and I just saw your ass getting off the number 2 bus. Like, don't be that nigga talking to me about that. don't talk to me about that shit and your ass is still late on your rent. Like, don't talk to me about that. Like, talk about some real ass shit. Like, shout out to Benny Single wherever he should be. Oh, he's locked up. Maybe that's a bad example. But at least he was a real ass nigga, though. Like,
he
talked about the fact that he had 5 fucking kids that he needed to feed, and he was knocking niggas over because he was still out there trying to get it. That's some real shit that I could respect. Like,
that's right.
That's some honest ass shit right there. Let me know what the fuck it really is. Like, tell me how these streets really are. So then our kids don't grow up thinking that, oh, it's all about me having the this and the that and the this and the this and the that and the that. No, nigga, get your ass a fucking job. Work.
A real job.
Own a business. Go to school. Get your degree. Everybody can't be
DVDs
a fucking rapper.
Everybody selling DVDs for $5 for $3 and all that.
Right. It makes our kids, it makes people think that they could take the easy way out. Oh, if I write this nursery rhyme and shit to these drums right here, all I got to do is write 2 words, and that could be the whole fucking song, racks on, racks on, racks. All I got to do is come up with 2 fucking words, and I'm going to get a hit record, and I don't have to work no more, Mom. No, baby, you do. Everybody can't be a rapper, and they talking about what they have, but that shit is not really fucking real. That's not real.
Jane Bass said that.
I would have to say, out of all the realest niggas in the world that made shit happen, I would have to say I salute Big Meech, BMF. I have to salute him. Now, Jazz, all the stuff that you was just talking a little while ago, you should have been talking to your homie King Hollow.
King who? Who the fuck is? I don't know who that is.
I don't know. He said he got a name for himself. I'm trying to say I ain't never heard of you. I'm not even going to say it.
I missed it. I missed it. Call back. Please. Call back.
Man.
I missed it.
Oh, man. Now, I got to call Dragon and tell Dragon I got caught slipping and let this motherfucker back in on the radio. He a radio stalker. He got a story for everything. She's talking about these dudes that was robbing and one guy is locked up and his friend is out here living a good life. Hollow is like, well, they shouldn't have been robbing to look good. You don't know what these motherfuckers was robbing for.
Like
you better be quiet talking that bullshit before they run up in your shit. You know what?
Wait a minute, honey. She forgot the most important part. He wears a double XL Magnum. I never even heard of double X. I heard of XL. And the regular man.
Let
I
me tell you
no
something. So,
hey,
I like well-endowed men, but you're not going to stop a mud hole in my pussy. First of all,
well,
don't
I
be trying to. You're not fucking me with a double XL anything. You're not going to. If that is real, because I don't really think that is. Okay, so it's real.
Wait,
but you're not.
More. Wait,
okay,
more.
He's really not getting. Not from a reputable chick anyway, he's not getting no pussy because you're not going to fuck my pussy up so I can't give it to the next nigga and he like it. You're not going to put permanent damage on my pussy wall. Sorry,
well,
that's not going
to
happen.
He offered Chaka a plane ticket to where he was so she could see it get hard in front of her. I don't know.
Okay, well,
Chaka's
not going to do that because we already know where her ramifications are. That's not going to happen.
She already shut that down.
Yeah, and then how the fuck is a motherfucker going to come on here, talk about child support and how high it is.
And he ain't got no damn kid.
But my thing is, I think he lying because you knew too much about motherfuckers go out here and take care of their kids and do everything and pay everything.
His homeboys. Like it ain't like nobody don't lie.
I hate men like that because you know what? Nobody, and I understand the fact that some women are trifling, and even though you are a good dad, they still try to get you where it hurts anyway. But
greedy woman.
Child support. I hate to hear motherfuckers complain about child support. I really do hate that shit because you know what? You fucked her. You made a baby with her. It's your baby. Be a fucking man. Take care of your kid. Women, stop using child support as a string to tie men to. Don't tie a dick around his string and call that string child support because you know what? You're fucking yourself up in the long run. Don't use your kids as a time. They can grow up to regret
right.
you.
they will resent you, and what they'll do to it, they're like, well, damn, Dad said he was paying child support all these years. What you got to show for? They're not saving for college. They're not saving for their first car.
They can they rent pay their child support. And now, if you're a deadbeat ass dad, by all means, I say I'm dressed in all black with a baseball bat, ready to find your ass with your baby mama so we could bust your fucking kneecaps up. But if you're a good dad doing your thing, then I don't think the child support is meant for you. However, those who are issued to pay child support, whether you're a good dad or not, it doesn't matter. You knew that there was a possibility that she was going to foul that shit on your ass anyway. Everybody knows what type of person they fucking with. You had 9 months from that point forward, from the time you got that bitch pregnant, to figure out what the fuck was you going to do next.
Wait a minute,
so you had
to tell him. But Jazz, he told us that you should take the time to get to know somebody. So I've used it on him. Well, maybe the man should have taken the time to figure out what kind of woman he had, instead of jumping on the first thing smoking and having an 18-year price plan. That's what he gets. So I use his own words against him.
Shame on him. I have no sympathy for niggas like that. Fuck
but
that.
He ain't have sympathy on a motherfucker that ain't got kids. So that's like me telling you about your baby daddy, and I don't got one.
I wish somebody would have told my ass about my baby. I showed the fuck.
Wish
somebody would have forewarned me, sent me a smoke, a note in the box. You know what? Fuck them bitches who didn't say shit to me when they saw me hanging out with his ass and they knew the fuck that he was beating up bitches.
Fuck
them bitches.
You should be able to die. Listen here. Didn't she tell you that she got beat with the AK because she talked to one of his baby mamas? You think
that
They did what they had to do.
Fuck them bitches. Somebody should have sent me a note in the bottle, a smoke sniff. You know what I'm saying? Now I got this permanent stigma attached to me and shit, and motherfuckers be looking at me like, I know he beat your ass too. Actually, no, I was fortunate enough to not suffer that rap, and I really do think about, why was I so lucky? How did I survive? How did I make it? How did I not become one of those ones? But that's why I had to really just separate myself from him, because who's to say that I wouldn't be next? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy because, like I said, he was on the run. He had this warrant. I didn't know for a long time. How did I find out?
Arrest.
One of his boys called me and told me, like, that's crazy when your nigga calls and be like, tells your baby mama, like, listen, you hella nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with you. You hella nice. Like, I really feel like that's my boy and everything, but I really feel like you should know this shit because that's real fucked up what he did. So I feel like you should know. Had it not been for his boy calling me, telling me what the deal was, I'd have never known. This nigga would have been in my house. The feds could have busted up my house at any time, took my kids away. Or he could have had a flashback or some bullshit. I could have popped off wrong at the, because I tend to do that. I have a smart-ass mouth.
We all do.
Right?
We all do.
And that could have been the day he'd have been like, I'm about to beat the shit out of you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It could have been me. It could have been me who got arrested. It could have been me who had my kids taken away. It could have been me that ended up in the hospital had it not been for his boy calling.
That's
to, like, put me up
song.
On game.
You know, that's
so
like
shout
song.
Out to that nigga.
You hear that song? I hear a song in the making. It could have been me. Yeah, write that down.
If I could harmonize, me. I'll just bust it. Me.
Give it to Stevie J. He'll make some tracks for you.
No, thank you. He'll be kicking on my ass, too. No, thanks.
Stevie J
is the player.
The thing is.
Oh, that's the player. That's not the woman beater. My bad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but my thing is, when you got good dick, bitches overlook a lot. Like,
that is true, because that is one thing. That nigga had the pipe. I think that's why. I think you're right, because, I forgave a whole lot of, he's never put his hands on me, but I forgave a whole lot of shit he didn't. The fact that he has other children alone says that I forgave some things that we had gone through, right? So, yeah, and that was because the dick makeup sex was always amazing. But, and even when I found out that he was on the run, I'm not going to tell a lie, I had to fuck him, like, one last time. Like, let me get it.
This is it for the next 20 years.
Yes, because, you know what I'm saying? And it's like every time you find out, like, we will break up for 2 months. We will break up for, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you, and I'm just going to put all my personal shit out there tonight. Fuck it. So my son is 9. They have a sister who is also 9, right? And it's because we got into an argument about some bullshit. We broke up for, like, 2 months. I was pregnant. Broke up for 2 months. I moved out. I went somewhere else. He did his thing. Another chick popped up pregnant. We got back together. He did not tell me that this girl was pregnant, right? Because you know you talk about stuff when you break up with your significant. Okay, so what'd you do during the time we wasn't together? Oh, I ain't do shit. What you do? Oh, I ain't do shit. Oh, okay. Lying motherfucker. She popped up pregnant. He knew she was pregnant. He didn't tell me she was pregnant. She wanted to tell me that she was pregnant because she knew who I was. He beat her ass every day. Would not allow her to tell me that she was pregnant, okay? So I didn't know that this chick was pregnant until I was already 6 months pregnant. So it's too late for me to get an abortion, right? She called me one day. She said, oh, by the way, pregnant. Oh, okay, great. So he just so happened to have been on his way to my house at that time, right? I'm like, oh, okay. So I do the shit that a woman would do, right? I'm on the phone with this one bitch who's telling me she just fucked my dude, right? My dude comes into the house. I hand him the phone. Oh, here you go. It's all fine. Look at that reaction, right? Okay, so
face on the floor.
He curses her out, tells her, stop calling people house, man. Stop doing that. So we argue about it. I swear to God, she's not pregnant. I promise you. This bitch is telling me she's pregnant. She got to be pregnant. He leaves. He kicks her ass, right? He goes over there, talks to her, beats her ass a little bit. She calls me back on the phone, and she says, Jasmine, I'm so sorry. I lied. I'm not pregnant. I just said that because I was mad at him. Because when you guys broke up, I thought that we were going to get back together. But then he went back to you. She denied her whole pregnancy to me for the longest. And I think it was partially A, because he was hitting on her a lot, but B, because the dick was good. And she was like, okay, either I could give up the dick permanently or I could just share it and she don't have to know about it. So she shared it. But then it's shame on me too, right? Because I knew in the back of my mind that she really was, that the dick blindsided me and it made me say, maybe she's not.
You was the first, maybe she's not Michelle Obama to him. You must have been his Michelle Obama. You didn't get beat up.
I didn't, and I think it's because he knew I couldn't take it. I'm fragile, girl. I'd have been like, oh, Lord, no, I can't do it no more. Jesus, my body don't work right.
Or maybe
it couldn't be me. I don't bounce back like that.
Mm-mm. They don't bounce back either. You see the one got carried off in the ambulance.
But she bounced back because she's still writing letters, sending him stamps and all that other type of bullshit. So she out there.
Wow.
That's that hood love.
That's that ride or die. Shit, that's ride or dumb.
Wow.
Ride or dumb. And, Chuck, I sent you a picture of Stevie.
Oh, whoa. Wait, hold on. Where?
I texted it to you. Let me send it to you on BBM. I know you'll get it then.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Cause Stevie better be glad that he is homeboys with somebody I really like and care about, because I swear I would go ahead and take one for the team, and I'll let y'all know what y'all.
it's all business. It's not pleasure. You should be getting, so it's showing sending. You got it.
Get ready to look now. I would share it for the team. I take one for the home team. Oh, Lord.
How you doing?
Ooh, great Gotham Batman.
I saw the print when he was like, you can share this, because I think
Jasmine was. Yeah, you have this. You have this.
You see him make it rain on the stripper at the club? He made it rain for a stripper.
Oh. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I will take 5 for team with that one. Ooh, yes.
You got
to
share with
Jazz. Beat it like a drum. Why don't you stop before somebody goes to archives, like, yo, for real, beat it like a drum?
That was who said that. That sounded kind of gay.
Oh,
not no offense to the gay people listening, when he said that, Tom McCain said that he's gonna beat Al Gore like a drum. That sounds a little homo. Like how they say on the Boondocks, you gotta say.
I like how these presidential debates though are getting a little bit gangster though. Like, you know, 10 years ago that was not acceptable. You could not say that about another candidate. They like shit. Barack Obama in office, he get away with a whole lot of bullshit now.
Yeah, but that man, that senator that yelled out, "You lie!" I was like, if you don't shut his ass up,
because you wasn't allowed to say that. You had to use all sorts of words aside from, you know,
mentiroso,
direct slander. So
they better be glad that Obama is like a cool ass dude. Because it could be ugly for a lot of people.
That could have been Al Sharpton. Jesse Jackson used 5 words. You have unequivocally bursted out in the wrong way. Die a lot. Like, what you say, Jesse?
And whatchamacallit, he don't got no words. He can't say nothing. Jesse Jackson. I was upset when I found out he had a kid outside of...
This is not uncommon in the black community. Years ago, men had double lives, and they knew their role. They were called the side bitch. They knew they was the mistress, and they were happy with the role. Now, as God say, the side chicks want to be the wife. Nobody's going for that side hoe anymore. No one wants that.
Nah, they want benefits.
They want the whole shebang.
They want benefits, and I can't blame them. I'm going to be your side bitch. You're going to pay for this.
And look, and we don't have to be out if you're a side bitch material. But if you're a bad bitch yourself, why should you be a side bitch?
But what constitutes side bitch material is what I'd like to know.
Clearly, you clearly weren't a side because you never got beat up. So you definitely are a wifey category. We're going to put you in that category.
But what does that mean, though? Because you know what? Even with that being said, I still felt like, first of all, that was very emotional, okay, because just knowing about all of these things, clearly there were circumstances that went along with these things. Like, he wasn't just beating ass because he had a bad day. It was because he was doing shit that he wasn't supposed to be doing with these women, right, during the time that we were together. And something happened that caused conflict. So either it threatened what we had, right, maybe they said, oh, I'm going to tell her about everything, or they just had some beef within their own little whatever it is that they had. So I almost feel like women who are in those predicaments, not obviously not getting beat up or anything, but women who are like the mistress or who are like the whatever, I almost feel like they're in a better position than the woman, than the actual woman, the woman at home. Because I always tell men that I date, respect me enough to tell me the truth, to tell me what it is. Allow me the opportunity to make up my own mind. Because you never know what the fuck I might be okay with or not. So don't put it past me to not ask me. Don't choose for me. Give me the ability to choose. So I feel like as a sideline hoe, you have more options because you have the choice to either deal with it or not. But at least he's honest enough with you to let you know what the fuck the deal is. Oh, okay, I can't fuck you tonight because you know I got to go home to this bitch. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get with you tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Tomorrow, 3:45, we on. It's all good. At least they know, and they can choose. They have options. Women who get cheated on have no option because you don't know. You like,
You're right.
I mean, you just twiddling your thumbs. You don't know. So who really has the most respect? Like, maybe he may love the woman that's at home, but does that mean he really respects her more? Maybe, maybe not, because maybe he didn't have enough respect for her to tell her the truth. Maybe he respected that sideline bitch enough to tell her the truth as opposed to her just being another girlfriend, thinking she was the only one, too. He was at least honest with her enough to be like, no, I have a wife at home, but I'm going to fuck you sometime.
But they didn't tell her about it, then found out later, and then she had to accept it because she was already in love.
Exactly. So at least he had enough respect for her to be honest enough and say, hey, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 6:45. This is what it is.
And twice on Sunday.
Wow. I mean, I don't think I can't have the personality to be a side chick, because I'm needy as fuck. If I like you and I'm spending time with you, I'm needy. I'm not going to understand that you got to go home to your wife, because I don't fuck with married men like that, no way. And I can't understand that you got to go home to your girlfriend, because evidently she's not giving you something for you to be where the fuck I'm at. Because anybody that know how I give it up, your girl ain't going to compete with me. Because when you go home, you're going to be mad, because you're going to be thinking about certain things that bitch just ain't doing.
That's that 80-20 rule, too. You got 80% of what you want.
But now, is it because he's not getting something at home, or is it just because he knows that he can? Because, I mean, let's just be honest. There are some women whose mission in life is to please their man. They will jump on the dick, spin around on it, do backflips, spin on the chandelier, swallow it, gargle it. You know what I'm saying? They'll do a lick your ass, do whatever the fuck it is that it takes to make their man happy, but their dude may still go out and cheat. It doesn't mean that she's not doing what she's supposed to do at home, but it's because the man wants it. Like, it's because the man desires, like, oh, okay, well, let me just see how far I can push my limits. It's because the man knows that, right? He knows that there's going to be women out there who are willing
to deal with it.
To do it.
But men tell me nothing better than pussy but new pussy, so... Like you said, he could be doing everything he's supposed to be doing, but, hey, he wants to dip in the new waters for a few times. So you just
the
never
grass
know.
Is not always greener, men, clearly, as I think men
and
are
women,
beginning
gonna
to
be your
find out.
Karma is a motherfucker.
The same way you get them is going to be the same way you lose them. So, and I say that on some real-life shit. You get your man creeping. Don't be trying to have a reality show when he leave your ass because he was creeping. Because you knew the possibility that you would probably be next. I hate when women do that. When they get so sad and mad because the dude that they was with, who had a girlfriend during the time that they met, right, is now creeping around with another chick. Well, guess what? You knew he was like that when you started fucking with him.
I'm upset I brought a fucking tablet and I can't get fucking Instagram on this bitch.
No Blackberries have it yet. They're working on it.
No.
You had to have a Droid or iPhone.
No, I got, they, but I have an Android tablet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I cannot get Instagram on this bitch. I have to go through the Amazon store. And I'm not seeing it. Now, what kind of shit is that? Houston, we have a problem. I need to be able to be on Instagram, because there's certain things I need to see. And there's certain shit I need to post up. And I swear, I don't want to go out and buy no iPad. So I got this through school. This was free. Can't see myself paying for something that I can get for free. So guess what, y'all? Y'all won't be seeing no pictures of Chica, because I was going to make my page private and give y'all a pussy pic and make a few niggas lick their iPads, iPhones. Oh, God.
All operating systems.
Man, damn. But right now, I'm looking at Stevie J. Girl, you made my night.
I try to help out the community.
Man, that he got enough dick for the whole community of women. He got enough dick for my sisterhood right now. Ooh, yes. Damn.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the same question that you asked me the other day. I don't know if you know the shot, but I'll put this on Twitter. So the other night, Chuck asked me, have I ever had dick so good that I felt like I had to share it with a friend? So I'm going to ask you that question. My answer was no. I never had a dick that good that it made me want to share it with my neighbor. So, have you ever had dick so good it made you want to share it with somebody? You had to, like, tap your friend on the shoulder and tell her to try it?
No. I don't like to share.
Well, guess what? The next time I come across some make me want to share a dick, I am going to make a video. And I'm going to send it to y'all. And after y'all see how she did me, y'all are going to be like, I'm all in. I'm all in.
You said it wasn't none in Brooklyn, right? It wasn't none in New York. I didn't forget that. That was funny.
Man, look. Brooklyn dick is the best dick. They know how to pay for what they want.
You think so? You just put his hands in it?
Man, no. Brooklyn niggas, every time I go to New York, I stay in Queens. Brooklyn comes to see me. And Brooklyn, they don't leave their wallets at home. They don't leave, man, they come straight business. Like, they give you the business. Like, whoo, when they pull out, I'm like, damn, is my pussy still intact? That kind of fucking girl. What? Ooh,
you need Novocaine.
Yes, like, damn. When you fuck me and I'm laid out on the bed and I don't want to move no more, you did a good job. If I can't walk to the door and grab your dick and be like, baby, I want some more, you did a good job. Hmm. And it's not too many people that can do that. But
I'm with you.
I'm about to.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I've had the dick so good that I did something I thought that I would never do, which is tap out. I was like, ooh, you got to give her a break and save some for later, because if you take it all now, it won't be any for later. I was tired, girl. I was tired.
Man, look.
I took the dick and had to take a nap. I was like, ooh, I need, give me five. Give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes.
I'm about to change, though. I'm about to give the Bronx a chance.
Let me just say, I've had the dick so good. I'll tell you, that's what put me on my current workout regimen, okay? Because I was like, that's a bunch of bullshit that I was so exhausted. I feel like I need to be in physical shape to make sure that I could tackle the dick correctly. So I am now on this cardio workout regimen so I could get my endurance up. Nigga, you will, and shout out to that nigga if he's listening, which he may or may not be at this particular moment. But if you are listening, just know, nigga, you will not, I'm going to be like the Energizer Bunny. You are not going to outlast me, nigga. I'm ready.
Speaking of,
I've been getting my cardio up, nigga. You not going to fuck the shit out of me this time. Sorry.
Okay, speaking of ready, how do you feel about what happened the last show?
Because the last show?
Yeah, it came on over, you know, we took it over to Twitter. People felt a certain kind of way because after the show, you know, first and foremost, niggas, do not call my show with no lame-ass bitches on the line, first and foremost, and think I'm not going to say nothing. This is my motherfucking show. I'll talk about you while you're on the show. I'll talk about you when you ate on the show, and I will talk about your ass on Twitter so that we're understood. I don't give a fuck about nay bitch that got an attitude because she making you decide this.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact that that bitch was so stingy. I really wish that she'd have said her Twitter, but she didn't.
No, and when he was taking up for her, he should have said her Twitter. Bossy, this
but
is
he
what
didn't.
Happened. This we have a guy that
she was stingy.
All the time, and when he don't get pussy from this chick, he all sad. So we picked on him about being dick whipped. So he bring this hoe on the show, and she got a little attitude, like she ain't about to share. He ain't fucking nobody, blah blah blah. But this bitch in a relationship with another woman, but she getting some dick on the side, and the bitch don't even swallow. She thinks that's nasty. Y'all know me.
She was just really stingy. Like, she, I mean, shout out to all the lesbians out there. I thought the lesbians were supposed to be, like, freaky-ass bitches. Like, I thought they were supposed to be into all of that shit. Like, or bi chicks, because I guess lesbians just only mess with women. But I thought they, like, them the chicks that went both ways, I thought they were supposed to be, like, hella freaks. But she was, like, super conservative. Like, she didn't want to swallow. She didn't want to have a threesome. She doesn't want to do this. She wouldn't do that. So I just simply said, I felt the, like, on behalf of my boy, I felt like he was being deprived. He never said it. He never said that he felt like he was being deprived. I said it for him. I feel like she was a stingy ass.
Is she happy with the little scraps that she is giving him? You feel me? So my thing is, and this is how I feel. Ladies, why suck dick if you're not going to swallow? That's just a waste of energy, spit, and time. If you suck a dick, you must swallow. Like Johnny Cochran said, if it don't fit, you must acquit. If you don't, you can't. Nah, it's no spitting allowed when sucking dick.
I can agree with that statement. And all I'm going to say is, if you're with a dude, and this dude is like, which it seemed like he was, like, super with it, like, super into you, very, you know, team you, right? And you feel like you finally snagged a good one that may not go out and fuck the world behind your back or do whatever behind your back. Do what it takes to please him. Don't be so stingy that he needs to look elsewhere. Like, step outside the box a little bit. It's okay to do the things that you think he'll like. Even if you don't know he'll like it, just do it. See how he feel about it. Try it out. You know what I'm saying? Do something freaky. Like, dang, get freaky on Christmas or something. Because I even asked, like, dang, can he get in on his birthday? Can he? How about Hanukkah? Like, what holidays? What holidays? So, I don't know, just do some shit that's gonna shock his mind. Like, that's what I be thinking about my mind. Like, what can I do to, like, shock this nigga's mind? Like, what can I do to make him, like, so thoroughly intrigued that when he goes out there and sees whoever, because please believe, you could be the baddest bitch. There's always a bitch that either paid to look badder than you or worked extra hard to get it. So what can I do to keep him so thoroughly intrigued that I'm still always going to be like that bitch, that he could come across any other bitch and not even be interested? Because he knows that what he has at home is so fantastic.
I am so mad. Bossy is like, my man is giving me head. Girl, I got to go. Man, she should have stayed on so we could hear. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to tell her about herself. Look at here.
I was smooth, though, because I didn't hear him.
Because she went quick. She went real fast. Like, so I'm going to need people to start sharing.
I wish we could have got the audio of that.
Yeah, we need that. Yes, we need that. And everything is moving right along, my situation.
Your situation is moving right along?
Yes.
How's your celibacy coming?
Huh?
How's your celibacy coming?
Oh, it's coming right along very well. It's coming right along very well. It's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you know what? I had lost your number. I need to go ahead and get it right now, and catch you up on what's going on and whatnot. I don't need that contest after all. I mean, we can still run it just because it's just something to do. But at this day, at this time right now, I'm good.
Yes, please do fill me in on the details.
Yeah, see, that's gonna have to be some off the air shit. Matter of fact, you know, this show is about to be over. I don't know who we're gonna have on Friday. We might not have nobody on Friday. I'm about to start my mix show on Saturdays again. So, I'm going to be hitting DJs up via Twitter and letting them know that I am about to start doing my mix show again on Saturdays. And all DJs, please submit 10
to 15-minute mixes, and then we'll play the mixes and everything like that, and, like, just get it in.
Cool. Well, I'm sure you'll put that on Twitter, so
of
your fans, including myself, will retweet that.
Of course. I sure as hell will. And, you know, Marv Gohard called in. I guess he was waiting to see if we were going to say something about him. But, like, for real, when I sent that text and I said, I'm good, believe me, I'm good. Like, I'm good with you. Like, you get treated like a common-ass nigga now, because I don't like how you tried to handle that situation on Twitter.
So, where's Dahlia? I miss her.
Oh, she's going through some stuff. She should be on Friday.
Cool.
She had to take care of some things at home. But the Three Stooges will be back together soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've got to go to work in the morning. And I was up early this morning at 6:30 so I could go to school to register for my classes. And I actually got them, so I'm ready to go to school.
Good.
I feel so excited.
Good, you should be. You should be. I can't wait to be done with school either. So hopefully I'll have my master's degree in the next 2 years. I'm working towards that right now.
I believe you're going to have it. And then
we're going to see. We're going to see. One day at a time. Taking one day at a time.
You got to. You really do.
So, just a little promo for me. Sorry about that, but I'm just going to go ahead and brand myself. So, my website is coming soon. Shout out to Rob's ads who never called me back, FYI. So, I hit Rob up. You know, I met him through your show, right? So, hit Rob up to see if whether or not he could help me out with my website, because he, you know, told me whenever I was ready, he was ready. So he's like, oh, yeah, okay, call me. Called his ass. I said, is now a good time to talk, Rob? Oh, nah, you know what? I'm actually with my people right now. But what you about to do? Call me back in about 30 minutes. Well, I can't call you back in 30 minutes because I'm actually about to go on the radio with Chop. Oh, okay, that's cool, that's cool. You know what? I haven't listened to Chop's show in a minute. Text me the number. I'm going to call in and I'm going to listen. Oh, okay. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I ain't heard from Rob's ass since then. So, shout out to that nigga, wherever he may be.
Mm. Is your site already built and you just need some things tweaked on it?
Actually, I had a site before that I worked on myself. I don't know if you saw my well, you did. I think you did. You saw my previous site. So, I built that on my own. But now I'm kind of like, I'm really ready to just kind of like take this shit to another level. So I'm looking to get another site rebuilt from scratch and just like with my ideas, but an actual graphic designer's touch. And I haven't been able to find one that like I'm totally committed to working with yet. I've gotten a lot of feedback with regards to people who want to do it. But I haven't made a finalized decision yet. But the website is coming soon. I hope to have that up and running in the next 30 days. So,
you know what?
Keep a lookout for that, jazzyfantasies.com.
Hit up on Twitter, Dick Cannon, with triple X, and tell him that I referred you and you want a website. Because he charges like $350, but people that come through me from Chocolate City, he gives them like a 10% discount. I mean, I'm sorry, 20% discount, and you get like a 1,000 business card with your website. He does all my graphic work.
Good. Well, tweet us, link us up, and then I will definitely be prospecting.
Oh, yeah, because he's doing a website for Hip Hop Stardom 101, a magazine that I'm about to start writing for. And he did my banner for Me and Hood Environment. So, yeah, I'm about to tweet y'all together right now.
And also, Rikers, if you're listening, I'm trying to link up with you, too. So
that's right.
Friday, Rikers is coming back for the show.
Good. So I'll be talking to his ass Friday. Then got it. Yeah. So I have a lot of things in the works, and I'm working on some things. I'm trying to put some things together. I'm really trying to put my business in motion. And, I mean, I've been kind of slacking with it for a minute. I tweet sporadically. But I'm actually planning in the next 90 days, I'm going to have a coming out party. So I'm going to have, like, a big-ass toy function. And I'm trying to pick a location and a venue for that now. I'm trying to work it all out. It's going to be real fly, though. So I'm going to have a coming out party to launch my business. And I'm going to sell some toys. People are going to get real freaky at the event. And it should be a great night. I'm looking forward to it. Lots of alcohol, lots of women,
ooh,
some dick, and some more stuff. So.
Ooh, I'm
going to this should be great. I'm excited.
I want to have a lifestyle party, and we need to talk about that, especially if I can get to fucking Cali. All I need to do is just get there and push that shit and girl. Because what part are you in?
I live closer to the San Diego area, but planes are not, you know, planes are nothing. I can get on a plane, I'll come to wherever, and we can make it happen. You just let me know.
Oh, yeah, we most definitely need to talk about that, because, you know what? Yeah. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. What time do you get off work tomorrow?
I haven't quite yet decided if I'm going. It's a tentative.
Okay.
I may not even be going.
I get off at 4 o'clock, which would be 1 o'clock your time. And I'm going to call you. I'm going to text you before I get off, before I call you to see if you're at work or if you're at home. And we're going to put something together because there's a club that's opening up here, and it's a strip club. And a dance club, and I think we could do like a really nice little something because it'll go along the lines of the direction I want to take the club in as far as building its web presence and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have like a toy party demonstration with the dancers and stuff like that, yeah. Yeah, because I got to have a sit-down with the owner tomorrow. Remember, I need to hit his ass and make sure he's still coming in tomorrow so I can set some time aside for him. And then it's a wrap.
That's what's up. Well, I'm with it. Hit me up and let me know what the details are looking like.
I sure will. I most definitely will. And on Friday, Rikers will be back so we can pick up where we left off when we were talking about the kids, the 9-year-olds, and then a little bit of sex and religion.
Sounds good to me. I'm with it. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I love you, Jazzy. Thank you for calling in. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Don't think that we're like female bashers or male bashers. We're just voicing our fucking opinion. If you don't like it, your ass ain't got to listen.
And shout out to Lil Mama for getting some head on the line. I'm a tad bit jealous. But, yeah.
I know, right?
I'm all sad and shit. Oh, okay. She getting her pussy ate. That's great. That's great.
Wish that was me.
Right. Great. That's all right, though. I'm going to be smiling in a minute.
It was me. But yeah, I will be back on Friday and I'm going to call you tomorrow so we can talk some business.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, you guys have a good night and thanks for riding the Chocolate Wave.